It's time now for high school football here on Sunny 101.3. The players are warming up, the fans are finding their seats, and you've found the best source for local high school football coverage in southeast Nebraska and northwest Missouri. Tonight's coverage of high school football is brought to you by Sports Booster. Kickoff is just moments away here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's now time for tonight's pregame show.
Good evening. It's time for high school football coverage tonight on Sunny 101.3. Tonight, it will be the start of district play in Class C1. The Auburn Bulldogs are on the road at Wilbur to take on Wilbur Claytonia tonight. Our game kicks off at 7 o'clock. Randy Gatula and Dylan Hendricks will have the action for you here on Sunny 101.3 and on MSC Radio Sports on our app. Auburn coming in here 0-4. They've played a terribly tough schedule to start the season. Wilbur Claytonia coming in here 1-3 on the year, so both teams needing a win to kick off the district play tonight. Everything still in play for Auburn, despite being 0-4 at this point. They still have a chance in the playoffs as district champions. I had a chance this week to visit with Bulldog coach Tony Jansen. We'll find out his thoughts on the first four games of the season and what's coming up tonight and a look at the district action. It is Auburn at Wilbur Claytonia. Stay tuned to visit with Coach Tony Jansen of the Auburn Bulldogs coming up next after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Fall City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Fall City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours. Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to visit with Tony Jansen, head coach of the Auburn Bulldogs. Coach, Auburn football this season, you guys have had, I don't know, you need to talk to whoever's making the schedule, I think, up at Lincoln. Maybe bribe them a little bit in the future. It's been a tough row to hoe schedule-wise for your Bulldogs so far this year, obviously.
Yeah, and honestly, for the most part, this was the kind of schedule we wanted when we did mm-hmm. the two-year cycle. We requested three of the four that we have on there, and, you know, we knew that the previous year we'd be very senior-laden and really needed that, thought to get us prepped for what we wanted to do last year with that group. And then we knew, obviously, the next year we'd be younger, and we knew that could possibly be a challenge, but we thought it was a risk worth taking. And so we knew going into this year that those first four games would all be a challenge. Now, we obviously had higher expectations than where we're at right now, you know, and we haven't played to the level that we want to at this point. But, you know, I'd still take that over, you know, shying away from the challenge. I think at the end of the year it's going to be beneficial to us that we played those teams, and as long as we continue to take it on with the right mindset. And I think through most of that non-district, we did. I think about, you know, around that midway point through, I think we allowed ourselves to get our heads down a little bit, and that was really disappointing. And we played really, really poorly in that week three game against Christian. But I thought we've bounced back from that and improved since that game. Again, I know the Ashton game score-wise obviously didn't go the way we'd want it to, but I still think through that week and even within that game, we did take some steps forward that are going to benefit us here as we enter district play.
Mm-hmm. And you said it, you've got a younger team this year. It takes younger players little time to get adjusted. They haven't played a lot of football, probably, at least at the varsity level. But as a guy told me a long time ago, he said the best thing about having a young football team is they're going to get older and better.
Yeah, absolutely. And we got some seniors we really like, too. So we this is not, excited about some things with the future, but obviously not ready to move on yet. I think we got the potential over the next 5 weeks to really do some good things. And there's a lot on the table still for us now as we enter district play, and I think we have some seniors that are going to help lead us in that and continue to bring these younger guys along and see what we can do with the last half of this season.
Yeah, and we look at that district because the new season starts on Friday night for your Bulldogs with the first district game. But, I mean, this district, I mean, Syracuse is 4-0, but everything's wide open, it looks like. I mean, Nebraska City's had a killer schedule. Fall City's had a bunch of injuries. They thought they'd be pretty good. We knew Syracuse would be pretty good. There's teams in here like yours that aren't sitting where they want to be right now, but boy, there's potential there for a lot of these teams to be pretty darn good in this district yet.
Yeah, I think that's just important for our guys is not overlook that. I mean, obviously, we're what our record says we are right now. We're 0-4, and we're that until we prove otherwise. But all these other teams that are sitting at records as well that they don't want to be at, I think you see a lot of opportunities for them to really improve as well. Like you said, Fall City, they're getting a lot of guys back right now. I thought they played a lot better week four than they had previous to that, and they're a group that's showing growth. Like in Breath City, tough schedule there. Fairbury had a new coach this year, so they're working improvement. Syracuse is what we thought they'd be. They're a very solid team. And then who we got this week, Wilbur Claytonia. They always get better throughout mm-hmm. the year. They always do. They did the same thing last year, came in with the same 1-3 record last year just like they are this year, and then ended up third in our district and beat some teams that maybe people thought they wouldn't. And they're always just going to be a physical team and, again, just a very, very well-coached team that will keep improving. So you don't want to look too much at schedules. You want to look at what you got on film and what we have to do to improve and be ready for a battle still every week throughout district play.
All right. We haven't seen your team play this year. So as far as the offense, I'm guessing you'll probably come out throwing, 60 times tonight?
We'll be a little more balanced than we were last year, and even a little more balanced than we were earlier in this year mm-hmm. as we start to get some guys back from injury. Obviously, I still believe in establishing the run, but I think fitting what our talent is for who we're putting out on the field this week, there will be a little bit more balance than what we've had.
Mm-hmm. Wilbur Claytonia, what do you expect to see out of them?
They're going to be physical, and they're going to run the ball at you. They're about two-thirds run, and they really want to establish that because what they do in the passing game, too, all stems directly off the run game. It all fits well together. And, so first things first is being physical in the trenches and stopping their run game, or at least slowing it down, and try to let them make them have to throw the ball. And when they can throw when they want to, they can be pretty effective in that. If we make them throw when they don't want to, I think it makes things a lot harder for them.
Mm-hmm. And here we are halfway through the season, and a new season starts, as we said, with the district. Everything's wide open, and we hope the Bulldogs get things turned around going here tonight with Wilbur Claytonia.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to take those first four games and learn from them and grow from them. But now, yeah, all new opportunities. Heading into district play, everyone's 0-0 in the district. And so it is. It's time to take that opportunity and do something with it here.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking the time to visit with us. Good luck to the Bulldogs tonight.
Thank you, John.
Back with more of a pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Back-to-school season is busy, but don't forget to schedule your flu shots. Nemaha County Hospital reminds you that getting your annual flu shot is one of the best ways to protect your family this fall. Your flu shot not only lowers your risk of getting sick, it helps keep school, work, and family life running smoothly. Don't wait. Schedule your flu shot at your pharmacy or primary care physician. Because healthy families make healthy communities. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with the good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16+6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
You've retired and you're ready for what's next. And that can look different for everyone. Hi, I'm Matthew Gall with Thrivent, and Steve Stoller and I see money as a tool that provides options during your golden years. Let's talk through your strategy and define your goals so you can enjoy a meaningful retirement. Just call us at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the Game of the Week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
When looking for a bank in
Wilbur Claytonia High School. Tonight, the Auburn Bulldogs on the road, getting ready to square off here with the Wilbur Claytonia Wolverines. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula, back with you for another night of high school football here on Sunny 101.3. Very pleased to have me joining me here in the broadcast booth once again is Dylan Hendricks. And Dylan, going to be a little bit on the warm side, but not a bad night.
Yes, good evening, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to our Sunny 101.3 Game of the Week brought to you by Mead Lumber, building more than projects, building community. And Randy, a beautiful night for football, 78 degrees here at Kick. It's going to drop into the low or upper 60s with a south wind, 9 miles per hour.
And Dylan, this is a couple of teams squaring off here tonight in Wilbur that are looking for a way to try and win. Auburn, as most of our listeners are aware, winless on the season. They are 0-4. They've had just a terrible, tough schedule to start this season. Wilbur Claytonia dropped their first 3 ball games. They did get a win last week over Fillmore Central 30-20. So these are two teams that are kind of hurting a little bit here in terms of win and losses. And for them, it's going to be a really big matchup tonight here at Wilbur. Looking at how they've done, Auburn's first 4 games, they lost to Mount Michael 35-0, to Lincoln Lutheran 35-14, Lincoln Christian they lost 43-12, and last week they lost to Ashland Greenwood 56-13. So it's been a tough road, and really, honestly now, the Bulldogs haven't had a close game yet this year. They've been pretty well blown out. Pretty much the same story for Wilbur Claytonia, with the exception of last week. They lost to Boys Town 41-7, lost to Lincoln Christian 41-0, to Milford 35-14, and then, as we mentioned, they got the win over Fillmore Central 30-20. The only comparison score, Lincoln Christian, Wilbur Claytonia lost 41-0. Auburn went against Lincoln Christian and lost 43-12. So similar scores as they squared off with Lincoln Christian. As Dylan mentioned, it's a little bit on the warm side. I was watching, though, by the time this game's over, it should be down into the low to mid-70s, and that's pretty much perfect weather, especially for our fans that are all lined up here in the stands and getting set to go. Well, I guess we're going to go right to the starting lineups. They're going to hold off with the national anthem. So let's take a look, first of all, at the Wilbur Claytonia offense. At center will be Cameron Vilanek. Vilanek is a 235-pound junior. The left guard is Brock Young, a sophomore at 225. At the right guard is Trevor Spilker, a freshman at 180. The left tackle, Eli Hamilton. Hamilton, 170 and a senior. Right tackle, Isaac Fritz, 250 and a senior. The split end, Grayson Vulcan. Vulcan is a 140-pound senior. The tight end, Hayden Warner. Warner, a 200-pound senior. The wingback is Grant Ashitti. Ashitti is a 155-pound senior. At quarterback, Avon Smith, 170 and a junior. Tailback, Zach Marsh, he's a junior at 185. And the fullback is Ty Raisler. Raisler is 170 and a junior. That's the Wilbur Claytonia offense. Let's take a look at the Wolverine defense.
And starting off in the trenches for the Wolverine defense have Chase Peterson, the nose tackle, 230-pound sophomore. Eli Hamilton, 170-pound senior. Brock Young, a 225-pound sophomore. Isaac Fritz, a 250-pound senior. And Hayden Warner, a 200-pound senior. At linebacker, Logan Dack, 195-pound sophomore, and Zach Marsh, 185-pound junior. And in the defensive backfield, Grant Ishidi, 155-pound senior, Avon Smith, 170-pound junior, and Grayson Vulcan, 140-pound senior.
For the Bulldog offense, Cameron Becker at center, 220 to junior. The guards are Caleb Cover and Carson Levine. At the tackles, Noah Handley and Caden McLaughlin. Wide receiver, Krug Galicia and Shane Handley. He's a tight end. The other wide receiver, Wyatt Tanner. In the backfield, Brenton Wenzel is the quarterback. The running back is Clayton Brown. And the other running back, Davin Lamb. Davin Lamb is a 195-pound junior. Looks like we've got the national anthem coming up. We'll catch that Bulldog defense when we return. Right now, we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout live from Wilbur. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Harvest season is right around the corner, and our farmers will be working from sunup to sundown to help feed us all. Drivers, we ask that you please slow down, give space, and be patient in your farm equipment. Farmers, stay alert, stay rested, and put safety first. This harvest, let's look out for one another, because safe roads and safe farms mean a stronger community. A message from SBS Insurance. Rooted in safety, growing with you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
When looking for a bank in southeast Nebraska, the best is right off Highway 75 at Auburn State Bank. From that first savings account to retirement IRA, we've got the services that allow you to bank with us for life. Looking for that loan to secure a new home? No need to go anywhere else. We've got you covered. We're Auburn's hometown bank. Our decisions are made right here in Nemaha County by folks who know your name and care about your future. Auburn State Bank. Locally owned, local solutions, lifelong service. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back to Wilbur, Nebraska, where the Auburn Bulldogs are set to take the Wilbur Claytonia Wolverines and taking a look at the Auburn defense as starters. Starting on the line, Cameron Becker and Caleb Cover. Becker, a 225-pound junior, and Cover, a 200-pound sophomore. At the linebacker position, Noah Handley, a 265-pound junior, and Caden McLaughlin, a 200-pound senior, as well as Riley Dickerson, 165-pound senior, and Shane Handley, 165-pound senior, and Draven Lamb, 195-pound junior. And in the defensive backfield, Krug Galicia, 155-pound senior, Tabor Rademacher, 150-pound junior, Lane Jones, 155-pound sophomore, and Wyatt Tanner, 165-pound sophomore.
Thank you, Dylan. The Auburn Bulldogs won the coin toss. They have deferred their decision to the second half, so Wilbur Claytonia, the Wolverines, want the football. Auburn will be kicking off from our left to right. Wilbur receiving in the south and moving from right to left, from south to north. Auburn in their red pants, white jerseys, red numerals. Wilbur Claytonia, black pants, green jerseys, Kelly Green, with the white numerals. Taking the football up to kick it away will be Cameron Becker. Becker has a tee at the 40, getting set to kick it off. Deep to return for Wilbur, Grayson Vulcan is on the near side. try and pick up that far side return man in a minute. Vulcan and Underlead. Interlead is back there. Carson Interlead, Grease and Vulcan are the two deep men. They wait at the 10-yard line. Here's the kick. Short kick, bounced around. It's going to be loose on the right side. Finally picked up. They tried to return it. Not a good return at all. They got the ball out across the 25 near the 26-yard line. The way that thing unfolded, I kind of lost track of it for a minute down there.
And two teams here, both of them going to want a good start on offense. Both of them have struggled to score a little bit this year. Wilbur will get the first crack.
All right, they'll spot the football, looks like, at the 27-yard line. It'll be first and 10. Put the ball in from the right side hash mark, wide side of the field to the left. In the backfield, Avon Smith is the quarterback. Marsh and Raisler are the running backs that will set back there with him. Split a wide receiver as Hitty goes wide to the right side. Quarterback Smith steps up under center. Single setback in the backfield. Wide receivers, two of them, set out to the left of the wide side of the field. Ashidi comes in motion. Pitch the ball back to it. He'll come around the left side. Gets around the corner. Now is going to be hit near the 20 and wrapped up for a loss on the play. Bulldogs with good defensive pursuit make the tackle back inside the 25 near the 24. A loss of about 3 on the carry.
And he didn't make the tackle there, but Caden McLaughlin did a great job for the Bulldogs stretching that one out, giving his linebacker some time to fill the gaps, and it was a loss on first down.
Loss of 3 on the play puts the football back to the 24-yard line. Second down, 13 yards to go. Hayden Warner comes wide to the left and a slot to the left side. Sets Zach Marsh. Single setback in the backfield next to the quarterback, Smith. Smith calls his count, back to pass, sets in the pocket, he's got time, dumps it out to the right side, pass is going to be complete, but tackled immediately at the line of scrimmage. The receiver caught the football, and there were three defenders, collapsed on him instantly, no chance at all for Ty Raisler.
A host of Bulldogs there on the tackle, and you heard Coach Jansen in the pregame talk about how he wanted to force the Wilbur into situations where they had to throw the ball. Well, here it is, 3rd and 11.
Raisler got a gain of 2 on that reception. So the ball is now spotted at the 25-yard line. 3rd down and 11 yards to go. Wide to the left comes Warner. Trips to the right. 3 wide receivers to the right side. Empty backfield for Avon Smith, the quarterback. Has the snap. He's looking right. Wants to throw the ball. Looks over the middle. Going to be hit and sacked for a loss. They got him back at the 20-yard line. The Bulldog defense collapsed on him. Things looking good right now for the Auburn Bulldogs on defense as they have held Wilbur and Wilbur Claytonian and forced him into a punting situation.
McLaughlin there on the stop for the Bulldogs, and good push from both the ends there, forcing Wilbur Claytonia into a punt situation.
Vulcan in to punt the ball away. Vulcan will stand at his own 7-yard line.
Clayton Brown is back.
Brown is the deep man waiting back to return it. Vulcan gets a good snap from center, got the punt out of there. Brown is going to field the ball at the 40. Starts to his right. He's tackled immediately. No chance for a return. Great defensive play there by Raisler.
Ty Raisler, great job getting past and, his guy and getting out. He didn't leave the Auburn returner there any room to run, and it'll be Bulldog football on the 39.
All right, we're going to get our first look at this Bulldog offense now. Brenton Wenzel is in there at quarterback. He'll start the game at QB. Wenzel, 165-pound senior. He puts 2 wide receivers, 1 to either side of the field. Galizia goes wide to the left, Tanner wide right, calling his starting count. Hand the ball off. Running with the football is Clayton Brown. Brown's got some running room. He's got 5. He's got 10. He's got a first down. Has the ball out across the 50-yard line into Wolverine territory at the 48. It'll be a first and 10 for the Bulldogs.
And Avon Smith, the last guy. Last line of defense there for the Wolverine.
All right. 3 wide receivers. Trips to the right this time for Brenton Wenzel, the quarterback. Wenzel has the snap. Looks right. Pump fake. Now he's... pulls the ball down, he'll run with it himself, tries to get out to the left side, he'll be dropped for a loss on the play back near the 50-yard line. Loss for about a yard, maybe 2, it's going to bring up 2nd down and 12 yards to go.
Auburn tried to go up tempo there, and it looked like he wanted to throw a quick pass, just nothing there, and he had to bring it, they pull it in and run it and just nowhere to go.
Brenton Wenzel, senior quarterback, signal caller, has him huddled back at the 45. They break the huddle and come over the line of scrimmage, put 2 wide receivers left, 1 wide to the right. Quarterback Wenzel in a shotgun formation puts a man in motion. That's Lamb out to the right. He's going to throw it to Lamb. Lamb has it in and out of his hands off his fingertips. He was hit at the perfect moment defensively. Just as the football arrived, the defender put the pop on him and knocked the ball loose.
That was Volkan there for the Wolverines. And once again, a great job of getting off of the block. Auburn tried to throw a little quick pass out into the flat, and there was just nothing there. Volkan was right there.
All right. Now it's going to bring up third down and 12 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is on the midfield stripe, the 50-yard line, in from the left hash mark. Auburn moving from our left to right, from north to south here at Wilbert. Wide receivers coming wide to the right. Tabor Rademacher splits wide. Two men in a slot. You've got Trips to the right side. Wenzel rolling right, looking downfield. Throws a pass. It's going to be complete to Wyatt Tanner. And Tanner is hit immediately as he makes a catch right at about the line of scrimmage. Maybe got a gain of a couple, but it's going to bring up fourth down and still 8 yards to go with the football spotted near the 48-yard line. A punting situation.
They were there on the stop for the Wolverines, and great job there for the Wolverine defensive back.
Caden McLaughlin in to punt the ball away. Pick up my deep man if you can for me here. McLaughlin waiting to punt. He'll stand at his own 40-yard line, waiting for the snap from center. High snap. He goes up and gets it. Got the punt away. The ball is going to bounce near the 35 and go out of bounds. Not a very long punt there. No chance for a return whatsoever, and Wilbur Claytonia will have their second possession. They'll start first and 10 inside their own 35 at about the 34-yard line.
And the Wolverines had Volkan back there to return the punt. And seeing how quick he filled those gaps in the defensive backfield, it might be a good thing if you don't kick it to him.
All right, here we go. First and 10 Wolverines from their own 34-yard line. Ball on the left hash mark. Once again, over Claytonia moving from our right to left, from south to north here in Wilbur. High school football coming your way tonight on Sunny 101.3 in Fall City. Quarterback. Under center, waiting for the snap, back set in the I formation. Turns, pitches back to his I back, running to the left, carrying the football is Zach Marsh. Marsh is going to be taken out of bounds after a short gain. We'll see where they say he stepped out. He got it across the 35, out near the 37-yard line. Looks like a gain of a couple, maybe three on the play. We'll give him three and call it second down and seven.
Glitzy on the stop there for the Bulldogs. The Wolverines want to establish the run here a little bit. They looked a little shaky with the pass there, that first possession. They want to keep these chains moving on the run.
Avon Smith breaks the huddle on second down and seven from his own 37-yard line. Trips to the left. Three wide receivers to the left side. Raisler sets in the backfield on the right hip of the quarterback, Smith. Smith takes a snap. Inside handoff goes to Marsh. Marsh tries to run to the right side. He's met defensively and driven back. I'm not sure he got back to the line of scrimmage.
Brought down. And once again, McLaughlin, not the guy on the initial tackle, but the guy who blew everything up. That's twice tonight. He hasn't been credited with the tackle.
Yes, my initial impression here, Dylan, this does not look like an 0-4 defense out there, does it?
And they're really throwing their weight around there on the defensive line for sure.
Right now, Auburn is dominating at the line of scrimmage defensively here. Wilbur Claytonia facing third down and 11 now. The football is spotted back at the 36-yard line. Smith calls his count. Smith waits for the snap from center, has the football. He'll run it himself right up the middle. He'll have some yardage, but he'll be stopped short of the 40-yard line, well short of the first down yardage. It's going to bring up fourth down, and I'm going to say about 5 yards to go.
McLaughlin there on the tackle for the Bulldogs, and I think you see, you know, just how shaky that Wilbur passing game might be. Third and 11, and you choose to run, you know, a QB sneak up the middle or a QB draw.
Okay, Volkan is in to punt the ball away. He's going to stand at his own 25-yard line. Volkan waiting for the snap. Brown is back to return it. Volkan gets the punt out of the low driving punt, bounces in front of Brown. He stays away from it. Now he's going to pick it up at the 14 to the 15 to the 20. Starts out to the left of the 25. He's at the 30. 35. Got a blocker at the 40. 45. Midfield 50. At the 45. 30. He's at the 20. And taken out of bounds just near the 20-yard line at about the 21. What a job of the return there for Brown to take that ball around the left side. Great job.
That long return was by Wayne Jones.
Oh, Chase. Well, now, wait a minute.
Grayson Polkins.
And that was the punter there on the stop, Grayson Volkan, and he did a great job. He was probably 10, 15 yards back when he initially started to run after the returner. But
do I go with the PA system or go with what I saw? I got to learn to stop listening to that PA announcer. All right, here we go with the football. First and 10, Bulldogs. There's a snap. Give it to the running back up the middle with running room. Diving inside the 15-yard line, carrying the football was Clayton Brown. Brown looking tough there.
Haven Smith on the stop there for the Wolverines, and Auburn going up tempo again.
After a gain of 9, it's second down and 1. There's a snap into the middle, carrying straight forward for the first down on the carry. Draven Lamb, the ball carrier, he'll have first and 10 for the Bulldogs as he's got the ball near the 10-yard line.
And the Bulldogs have been, trying to establish the run here.
Ball inside the 10, actually first and goal from about the 9.5. Quarterback Brenton Wenzel, single set back behind him, double tight end formation, pitches the ball to the right, trying to turn the corner at the 10, at the 5. There's a flag, and going in for the touchdown is Clayton Brown, but we've got a flag thrown on the play. Let's wait and see. If it stands, it'll be a 9-yard touchdown run by Raven Lamb.
Looks like they might get the wide receiver on a hold here.
Waiting for the referee. Is it holding?
Holding
is the call, so that will nullify the touchdown. Draven Lamb carried it in untouched into the end zone from 9 yards out. No score in the ball game. 5 minutes, 53 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Our presenting sponsor is Mead Lumber Company, building more than projects, building community. Here we go. First down from the 14-yard line now, calling the starting count. Hand the ball, no, fake the handoff. It goes to Lamb. Draven Lamb goes into the middle. Not much running room there. He's dropped just outside the 15-yard line. It's going to bring up second down and goal from near the 15. Boy, that holding penalty was costly down there.
Yes, it was. And Brock Young there for the Wolverines got in the backfield pretty quick. He kind of blew that thing up before it had anywhere to go and just nowhere to run for Lamb.
Spot the ball on the right side hash mark at the 16-yard line. Second down and goal for the Bulldogs. Three wide receivers to the left, one wide to the right. Wenzel is the quarterback. He's got Draven Lamb set on his right hip in the backfield. Wenzel looks out to the left, throws the ball complete to the left side at the 20, trying to turn upfield and hit immediately the receiver for a loss of a yard on the play. Nowhere to go there for Clayton Brown as he made the reception. They dropped him right away.
Auburn hasn't tried to really throw anything downfield, but, man, you have to be impressed with these Wolverine defensive backs. They are right there every time. There's nowhere to run after you catch it.
A loss on the play puts the football to the 17-yard line now. At the 17 on the left hash mark, third down and goal from the 17. Wide receiver, wide right, is Crew Galizia all alone. Two receivers split to the left. Wenzel, the quarterback, calling his starting cadence from the shotgun. He rolls right. Wenzel looks downfield. Pass is going to be nearly intercepted at the 10-yard line. Had his hands all over it, and Ty Raisler right now is asking himself, how did I not hold on to that?
And for Auburn, you know, that holding penalty, really costly. You go from a touchdown to back 5 yards and then back a couple more. Move in the wrong direction after having first and goal.
Scariest thing about Raisler's near interception, he catches that ball. There's nothing but real estate for 80 yards down this left sideline. All right, they're going to go for it on fourth down and goal from the 17-yard line. Fourth and goal at the 17. Man comes in motion, whistle blown, official steps in. What are we going to have here? Well, no flag thrown. He just blew a whistle and stopped play for some reason. Let's see what that's about.
Could be his equipment. It looks like he has something hanging there from the backside of his jersey.
Well, they're asking Clayton Brown to leave the lineup. Brown leaves. And now they'll go for it. Fourth and goal from the 17-yard line. Wenzel calling his starting count. He's got the snap. Sets in the pocket. He's got time. Throwing deep into the end zone. Has a receiver. Touchdown! Making the reception for the Bulldogs. Coming down with the football was Isaiah Moyer. And Moyer just ran onto the field to take the place of Brown when they made him leave.
Yeah, and he got behind Raisler there. And there was nobody back there. The safety shifted over. And there was just nobody there for the Wolverines.
So Moyer makes the reception for the TD. The Bulldogs go on top. 4 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Now we'll have the try for the conversion. Waiting for the snap. The ball is down. The kick is up, and the kick is no good. I think they got a hand on it. Conversion failed. The score goes Auburn 6, Wilbur Claytonia nothing. 4:11 to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Frontier Bank offers an array of banking services to families, farmers, businesses, and investors. From young families buying their first home to a farmer who'd like to expand his operation, you've got your eye on the bottom line, and our bottom line is you. In everything we do and every service we offer, our only concern is you. Stop by and talk to one of our experienced bankers today. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back to Wilbur, Claytonia. Auburn up 6-0 on the Wolverines, and it's time for a scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services.
That scoring drive took 6 plays, covered 25 yards. It was capped off with a 17-yard pass from Brenton Wenzel to Isaiah Moyer. Conversion failed, and the score stands 6-0. Auburn on top, 4:11 to go here in the first quarter. Bulldogs set to kick it away. Ball teed up at the 40-yard line, ready to come forward, and here's the kick. This will be a driving end-over-ender. Going to come up short and be fielded at the 22. Across the 25, ball is fumbled, recovered by the Bulldogs. Auburn has the football. Falling on the football is Lane Jones. Huge break.
Clayton Brown with a huge hit there for the Bulldogs. Where it looked like there was a hole, and man, Brown just filled that hole, forced the fumble, and it'll be Auburn football.
So now the football is going to be spotted at the 23-yard line. They'll start this drive at the 23 of Wilbur Claytonia. They started the last drive at the 25-yard line. Came up with a touchdown out of it on 4th and 17, I might point out. That was on 4th down. Last-ditch effort, they went for it all. Let's see what the Bulldogs can do. A chance to maybe blow this thing open a little bit. Over the football at the 23-yard line, just inside the right side hash mark. 1st and 10, Brenton Wenzel calling his starting count. Wenzel looks out to the left, wide receivers to both sides of the field. Has the snap, gives a handoff up the middle, carrying the football to the right side, turning the corner to the 10, the 15, 10, and taken out of bounds. Carrying the football was Brown, Clayton Brown. Great job there. He fought his way inside the 15, got it clear down to the 11. It'll be a 1st and 10. Working quickly, no huddle. Wenzel, again with a wide out to each side, has the snap, pitches back to his trailing back. At the 10, fighting inside the 10, Clayton Brown, the sophomore ball carrier, with a good gain there, has it down near the 9-yard line. Auburn with up-tempo here now.
Really trying to control the tempo here early for the Bulldogs. They want to establish their offense.
All right, 2nd down and 8 yards to go. The football spotted inside the 10. Hand the ball up the middle. Fighting forward, running over tacklers is Draven Lamb this time, and Lamb fights his way inside the 5. He's down near the 3 or 4 yard line. They can get a 1st down at the 2 here, Dylan. So they are going to be looking at 3rd down and 3 from the 5 with a 1st down available at the 2. Big 3rd down play here. Wide receivers to both sides of the field. Tabor Rademacher goes wide out to the left. Wenzel. Calling his starting count. He's got Brown set on his left hip. Now Brown shifts into an eye and sets behind him. They give the ball to Brown. He tries to turn the corner at the left side near the pylon, fighting his way in. Did he get there? Yes, he did. It's a touchdown. The ball was spotted, I believe, at the 5-yard line, so that'll be a 5-yard touchdown run by Clayton Brown.
Touchdown.
And one thing the Bulldogs are doing here, not just controlling the tempo, they're really establishing their run game early here. And we know they can pass it too, so that'll open up some things possibly later on.
So the Bulldogs able to take advantage of that fumble recovery. They've put up 2 touchdowns in less than 90 seconds of playing time here. All right, the try for the 2-point conversion. Wenzel, 2 receivers wide left, 1 wide right, fakes the handoff, rolling right. Wenzel, pump fake, keeps it himself, ducks inside, fights to the goal line, and he's in for the 2-point conversion. Wenzel on the carry for the 2 points. It's 14-0 Bulldogs, 2:41 to go. Here in the first quarter, we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Wilbur Claytonia, and it's time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive recap.
That scoring drive took four plays to cover 23 yards after the fumble recovery. The score came on a five-yard touchdown carry by Clayton Brown. Wenzel carried in for the two-point conversion. The Bulldogs go up 14-0 with 2:41 to play in the first quarter.
A special thanks to our sponsor, call Tasha Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
All right, Bulldogs have the football teed up at the 40-yard line. Cameron Becker to kick it away for Auburn. He comes forward. Becker's kick. This one goes off the side of his foot to the left side, down the left sideline. They're going to pick it up at the 17, try for the return, and tackled at the 15-yard line. A very ill-advised attempt there on the sideline. He'd have been better off letting that ball go out of bounds. I recognize that's a live football, and he got nervous, but, boy, no chance of a return whatsoever. The Bulldogs were all over him at the 15-yard line, and Wilbur Claytonia is going to start deep in their own territory once again, first and 10 from their own 15.
Here for the Wolverines, just kind of want to establish your run, forget that last, you know, defensive possession and the fumble, and see if you can get something going here.
All right, Avon Smith is your quarterback. In the backfield at running back, Chase Peterson in the ballgame now for the first time. Peterson in at a running back set to the left side. Smith looks over the set, now looks to the sideline. And what are we going to have here?
Looks like there's a penalty substitution infraction on the Bulldogs.
So, a five-yard penalty against Auburn. We'll move the ball out to the 20-yard line. It'll be first and five now, so the Wolverines getting a little boost there on their offense, beginning the drive first and five from the 20. The backs will set in the I formation this time. Full house backfield back there behind Smith, the quarterback. Takes the snap, turns the ball, runs it up the middle of the fullback. He powers his way forward for about 4 yards. He'll be short of the first down by a couple. The ball is spotted just short of the 25-yard line.
Well, we're pretty conservative here, you know, running the ball right up the middle. But for Auburn, you know, tough to get past that initial defensive line. They are playing great tonight.
Football is spotted at the 24-yard line. Second down and 2 yards to go for the Wolverines. They trail Auburn 14-0 if you're just checking in with us. 2:09 to play here in the first quarter at Wilbur. Wolverines huddled back near their own 10-yard line. Avon Smith, the quarterback, brings him to the line of scrimmage, puts one wide receiver to the right, a double tight end set in the offensive line. Full house backfield. Hand the ball to the fullback straight ahead. He'll fight forward very close to the first down yardage. We'll see if he got there or not.
Looks like they're going to move the sticks. And for Wilbur, they're aided on that 5-yard penalty because they're really only getting about 2 to 3 yards per carry.
So the football will now be spotted. Wait till they get her down here at about the 27-yard line on the right hash mark at the 27. They're running a full house backfield. Marsh and Raisler are back there as split backs in the backfield behind the quarterback Smith. Double tight end formation. Smith on the option. Pitches back to his trailing back, trying to turn the corner on the near side. That's Raisler. And Raisler gets taken out of bounds, but not until he gets close to first down yardage. He's got it across the 35-yard line. He'll get about 8 on the carry.
And a half to tackle there by Riley Dickerson. He was really the only one out there. That was the first time tonight Wilbur's kind of gotten the edge there on the Bulldogs. They've been pretty good at stretching them out.
So the Wolverines with a gain of 8 on first down on that nice job by Raisler around the left side. They now face second down and 2 from their own 35-yard line. Grayson Vulcan is the wide receiver wide to the right. The ends are set tight. Full backfield behind the quarterback Smith. Smith turns, gives off to the second man through the line this time. Carrying the football is Raisler, and he'll be dropped across the 35, close to the first down. I think he may have it here. Let's see.
Caleb Cover was on the stop there for the Bulldogs. And
hard to tell.
Third down coming up here.
Yeah, hard to tell where they spotted it right here in front of the Wolverine players. Looks like he's about a half a yard short. And now the official maybe is even going to take a measurement on this thing. They're looking at it and talking it over. Difficult for us to tell because it's right in front of the Wilbur Claytonia bench and all the players are keeping our view. They're going to bring the chains in and take a measurement. All of this happening with 55 seconds to play here in the first quarter. The Bulldogs on top 14-0. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. What do you think here? Did he get it?
You know what's close, and it's something you don't see a lot anymore, is bringing the chains out. Usually they're pretty pretty set at making a call one way or the other. But
yeah, I wonder why that is. Here. We used to see 8 or 10 measurements of ball game. Now you're lucky to see them bring the chains out even once or twice. Going to be short about a foot and a half, 1/2 yard short. So it's going to bring up third down, less than a yard to go, with the football spotted near the 37-yard line. So they'll need a 1/2 yard. Big third down here. The Wolverines don't want to kick this ball back to Auburn again, trailing 14-0. They probably feeling it's pretty important they get some points out of this drive. This is one of those things you have a couple of teams that are looking hard for wins, and one of them gets the upper hand early, it can get out of hand in a hurry. So it'll be third down and short for the Wolverines, less than a yard to go at their own 37-yard line. Avon Smith is the quarterback. He's got a full house backfield stacked behind him. Raisler and Marsh are back there. Can't pick up who the fullback is. They've been running this power formation. Something three, maybe a 33, could that be? Chase Peterson, perhaps? All right, here we go on third and short. Calling his starting count is Smith. Smith has the snap. Fakes the handoff to the first man. Gives to the second one. Running off the right side. Carrying the ball is Zach Marsh, and he'll have the first down yardage. He got the ball out to the 39-yard line. He needed a 1/2 yard. He got about 2.
And for the Wolverines, you know, kind of moving the ball here little bit by little bit. You know, starting to settle in a little bit on offense after that first possession and then the fumble on the kickoff.
40 seconds left to play in the first quarter here at Wilbur. The Auburn Bulldogs up 14-0 over the Wolverines. It'll be first down and 10 from the 39-yard line, Wilbur's own 39. Avon Smith, again, with that same full house backfield, a power set behind him, split backs and a fullback, calling his starting count. Fakes the handoff, pitches back to the trailing back. That's Marsh. Marsh tries to turn the corner to the right side. Has some running room out near the first down marker. Very close. I think he may have a first down.
Ran out of bounds there by Wyatt Tanner. But one thing you saw there for the Bulldogs that I haven't done much tonight is they bit on the fake up the middle. And when they did that, both linebackers went in. There was nobody on the outside. And it was a good pickup there for the Wolverines. Another first down.
Mark the ball at the 49-yard line. First down and 10 for the Wolverines. Just 7 seconds left to play here. This will be the final play of the first quarter. Auburn up 14-0. Avon Smith with a double tight end power formation. They just want to line up and run it right at the Bulldogs now. Smith calling his starting count on first and 10. Turns, gives to the third man through, trying to turn the corner. This time, nothing doing. Raisler was the ball carrier, and he's going to be taken down right at the line of scrimmage. That's the end of the first quarter. Auburn on top, 14-0. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This October, let's brunch with a purpose. Join Johnson County Hospital for the Pink Ribbon Brunch, Saturday, October 11th at 10 a.m., St. Andrew's Parish Hall in Tecumseh. Wear your brightest pink and enter the Pink Out contest. Be bold, be creative, and you just might win best dress. It's a morning of food, fun, and breast cancer awareness. RSVP by October 3rd by calling the radiology department at 402-335-6345. Together, we can raise hope, one ribbon at a time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Wilbur Claytonia.
Okay, Wolverines over the football. Second down and 10 yards to go from their own 49-yard line. We move into second quarter action. They pitch the ball to the trailing back, running to the right side. That's Raisler carrying the ball. Raisler's going to have yardage out near the 45 of the Bulldogs. Looks to be a gain of about 7 inside the 45. It's going to bring up Third down and 3 yards to go now for Wilbur Claytonia.
A couple of local scores here to update. At the end of one, Fall City and Nebraska City are tied at zero. And also at the end of the first quarter, the Fall City Sigurhart Irish lead 6-0 over HTRF.
That game being heard live tonight on our sister station, KTNC. John Nixon, Troy Nelson on the broadcast. That's in Humboldt. That one's over on KTNC. All right, third down. And about 4 yards to go, actually, with the football just inside the 45 of the Bulldogs. Now we're going to have a timeout taken on the field by Wilbur Claytonia, so we'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're enjoying high school football live from Wilbur on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Buying a vehicle is a big decision, but financing it doesn't have to be. At F&M Bank, our local auto loan experts make the process simple, fast, and affordable. With competitive rates and decisions made right here in your community, you'll spend less time on paperwork and more time behind the wheel. Stop in today and talk with one of our friendly loan officers to see how F&M Bank can help. F&M Bank. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Wilbur Claytonia. Special shout out to a few of our sponsors tonight: Auburn State Bank, Arbor Manor Steakhouse, and Meyer Earp Chevrolet.
All right, third down and 3 yards to go from the 44-yard line of Auburn. Now a misfire, whistle sound. They snapped the ball and the official stopped play and blew the whistle. I don't see any flags down anywhere.
And once again, it was the official on the far sideline that stopped the play.
Maybe he just wasn't ready. Not sure what that is. Well, referee, there's no flag thrown, so now we'll line up and try it again. Third down and a long three from the 44-yard line. Smith, with the backs in the eye formation behind him, takes a snap. Gets to the second man through. He's got some running room inside the 40, down near the 35-yard line. And carrying the football that time for Wilbur Claytonia was Logan Dack. Dack, the ball carrier.
Shane Hanley on the stop there for the Bulldogs. Wilbur Claytonia starting to make some holes, starting to give their back some room to run, and they're taking advantage of it. They're moving the chains here.
Ball inside the Bulldog 35 at the 34-yard line on the right hash mark, the wide side of the field to the left. Trips out to the left side of the field now. Double tight end set in the offensive formation in front of the quarterback, Smith. Smith has the snap. Gives the ball off. No, keeps it himself. Tries to run forward. Not much running room. A good second effort. Got him a yard or two. He was actually stopped right at about the line of scrimmage, and then second effort got him a yard out of it.
You know, and it's an interesting play call there for the Wolverines, because you're having such success with a stacked backfield, and then you try to spread it out, which you haven't had much success with tonight. A gain of one, but like you said, could have easily been a loss.
At the 33-yard line is where they mark it, a gain of a yard, second down and 9 yards to go. Vulcan goes wide to the left. Set in the slot to the left is Marsh. Single setback in the backfield is Raisler on the right of the quarterback. He'll keep it himself on a quarterback keeper right up the middle, diving forward short of the first down, but he'll have a nice gain on the play. Has the ball down near the 27-yard line. They need to get it to about the 25 for first down yardage, so it's going to bring up third down and about 2 yards to go.
Draven Lamb there on the stop there for the Bulldogs, a shoestring tackle. He had quite a bit of running room if Lamb didn't get that one.
9:39 to play here in the first half, second quarter. Auburn on top, 14-0 over Wilbur Claytonia. Wide receivers to the left, two wide outs left, double tight ends. Backs in the eye formation behind Smith. He's under center, takes a snap, gives to the second man through, running off the right side. That's Zach Marsh, and Marsh has got the first down yardage. He fights inside the 20-yard line, down near the 19 is where they'll mark it.
And what you're seeing here is Wilbur Claytonia establishing what they want to do. Not a single pass on this possession. Not any big gains. They're not going to be anything flashy. 5, 6, 7 yards at a time.
Well, you heard Coach Jansen say in the pregame show, this is what they'll do, is just line up and run it right at you. That's what they're doing now. They find themselves trailing 14-0 here with 9 minutes to play in the first half at Wilbur. Line of scrimmage is at the 19-yard line. First down and 10, Wolverines. Two wides to the left, one wide to the right. Double tight end, single running back in the backfield. Smith takes a snap. Little inside handoff and running tough with the football. Still on his feet all the way down to the 5-yard line. We'll see who the ball carrier was. That was the he was the third man through there. It was Ty Raisler, and Raisler's been carrying the water here for the Wolverines. He gives them a first and goal at the 5 yard line.
Oh, and for the Wolverines here, you know, it's what you needed. You're controlling the time of possession now, and you're driving the ball on offense.
First and goal at the 5 yard line. Ball on the right hash mark. Two receivers wide left. Tight end set to the right. Back stacked in the I formation. Calling his count is Smith. Under center, takes a snap. Smith gives off to the right side, spinning near the goal line, carrying the football is Zach Marsh. They stop him short of the goal at about the 2. He'll have a gain of 3 on the carry. It's going to bring up second down and goal at the 2-yard line.
And this is a long drive here for the Wolverines, you know, taking 4 minutes off the clock already. But one thing you're doing is slowing down that Auburn offense, who we know like to go fast, and we saw it, scoring 14 points in 40 seconds.
All right, the ball is at the 2-yard line on the right hash mark. Two receivers to the left. Power eye formation. They'll stack behind the quarterback, Smith. Raisler is in the top of the eye. Smith calls a count, keeps it himself on a quarterback sneak, tries to power forward. Fighting in there, still waiting for a signal from the official. I don't believe he got there. Looks to be about a half a yard short on the quarterback sneak.
And Noah Hanley there did a pretty good job being right in the center of that quarterback sneak. He was able to hold things up just enough. And a third and goal here for the Wolverines.
Football just inside the 1 yard line on the right hash mark. Less than a yard to go. Third down and goal. Bulldogs need a big defensive stand here. They lead it 14-0. 7:08 to play in the first half. Wolverines in the I formation. First and goal inside the 1. They turn, give to the fullback, diving in there. And I believe he's there. Let's wait. The official still hasn't given us a signal. They're unstacking him.
Looks like the far side official is going to mark him short, so a big fourth down.
Oh, my goodness.
Here.
I thought he dove in and got it. The ball is about the length of the football short of the goal line. It's going to come down to fourth down. Now, do you try and power it in there? They've tried it twice in a row and didn't get there. The ball carrier that last time on was Chase Peterson, by the way.
You know, for the Wolverines, they've ran it 16 straight times, and only one of those runs has gone for a negative yard.
All right, here we go. The ball is inside the 1. Fourth down and goal. I formation. Quarterback Smith calling his count. Smith. Now the official blows a whistle, offsides on Auburn. Well, that's going to cost them all of 3 inches on penalties. Half the distance to the goal line. The nose of the football is right there, almost irrelevant. But now Bulldogs got over-anxious. They'll move the ball half the distance. The nose of the football is less than a length of the football from the goal line. I'm going to say it's fourth down and about 6 inches to go here. I've got binoculars on it. We can see where the ball is spotted. Fourth and goal from the 6-inch line. Quarterback is Smith. The running back behind him is Chase Peterson. Peterson is the single setback behind him. Smith calling his starting count. Has a snap. Quarterback sneak. Tries to power it forward. I'm not sure he got there. I think the Bulldog defense is held. He only needed 6 inches, and he did not get there. Bulldogs have held from the 6-inch line. What a defensive stand there by the Auburn Bulldogs. I don't know what all this discussion is about now. It's first and 10 Auburn.
And it's a huge stop and a disappointing end to what was a great drive. They ran it 17 straight times. Only one of those carries went for negative yardage, but two of them for zero.
I hesitated to call it because they didn't show the touchdown, and yet all of the Wolverine players were up there arguing in disbelief. Here come the Bulldogs, starting from their own 6-inch line. Wenzel has two backs in the backfield set behind him. First and 10 Auburn from inside their own 1. 99 and a half yards away from the other end. They take over the football. Wenzel's going to set in a shotgun formation, 5 yards deep in the end zone. Hands off to his running back. They just try to power it forward to get a little breathing room. Looks like carrying the football was Clayton Brown. He'll gain of a yard or two. He's got it out near the 2-yard line. To give you an idea, he got it out to the 2 and is still second down and 8, Dylan. That's how close the football was to the goal line. All right, second down and 8 from the 2-yard line. The Bulldogs at their own 2. 5 minutes, 15 seconds to go here in the first half, second quarter. Auburn on top, 14-0. Put a wide receiver wide to the right side, Galicia. Wide receivers to the left, one in a slot to the left. In the shotgun formation is Wenzel. Wenzel's going to run the football himself forward. He's out across the five, out to the six, to the seven. Gain of five on that carry by Brenton Wenzel. Right now, Auburn just interested in getting a little bit of breathing room. They were down there so deep.
Yeah, and this kind of opens things up a little bit now that you're out past the five. For the Wolverines here, you really want to stop. Third down and four.
Okay, the ball is just shy of the seven-yard line. Third down, 3 yards to go. That's if they can get it to the 10, it'll be first down. That's they need to get just across the 10. Over the football. Three receivers wide right on third down and three. From their own 7 yard line, Wenzel stands at the two in the shotgun, waiting for the snap. Now the official says timeout taken by Auburn with 4:15 to play here in the first half. Bulldogs up 14-0. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center, Fall City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center, Fall City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
A reminder, you can hear tonight's game and all of our broadcasts on your phone by downloading our MSC Radio app from your favorite app store, just like our friend Matt Prophet is doing tonight in Louisville, Kentucky, listening on the MSC app, Radio app. All right, here we go. Third down and 3 yards to go with the seven. Up the middle, fighting forward, right out near the 10-yard line, carrying the football, is Draven Lamb, and I'm not sure he got it. Boy, it's close.
And a really good job there for Wilbur getting the stop here. We'll see. I assume Auburn's going to punt it here, but, man, it's really close.
Yeah, he's about a length of the football shy. To give you an idea, the ball was at the 6-yard line when they started. Now it's at the 10, so they just needed to get it across the 10. Fourth down, about a foot to go here. With 3:43 to go, you're up 14-0. Boy, call me chicken. I think I'd punt the ball out of there and preserve my two-touchdown lead. If you get it, wonderful. If you don't, you're almost setting Wilbur with that running game of theirs up for a score here. Timeout taken to talk it over with 3:30 to go in the first half. 14-0. Bulldogs on top. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Dylan Hendricks back with you here at Wilbur. Looks like the Bulldogs are going to punt the ball out of there. Standing deep in his own end zone will be Caden McLaughlin. 5 yards deep in the end zone, McLaughlin waits for the snap from center. Oh, it's a high snap, went over his head and out of the end zone. It'll be a two-point touchback safety. It went out of the end zone. The snap was high. It went over the punter's head. He went up, got his hands on it, but it went right on out of the end zone, and that'll chalk 2 points up for Wilbur Claytonia. Boy, you hope that doesn't come back to haunt the Bulldogs. 14-2. Auburn on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome
Welcome back to Wilbur Claytoni, and it's time for not a scoring drive recap, but a scoring recap. Brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Not a lot to talk about. A two-point safety, bad snap from the center, went over the punter's head in the end zone, out of the end zone. And Wilbur is rewarded with 2 points, 14-2 your score now. The Bulldogs on top with 3 minutes and 27 seconds left to play here in the first half. A free kick now for Auburn from their own 25-yard line. They'll tee it up and kick it off the tee. Here's the kickoff. Driving in over ender, fielded at the 32. Return man to the 35, at the 40. Tries to turn the corner, hit at the 40 and taken down. And gang tackle there. Bulldog defense, the pursuit was pretty good there. On the return for the Wolverines was Carson Underlead. And Underlead got wrapped up after a gain of about 7. He'll put the ball at the 39-yard line. It'll be first and 10. Wolverines have 3 minutes and 20 seconds left with which to work.
Shane Hanley on the stop there for the Bulldogs on the kickoff. And for Wilbur, it's an interesting situation because that last drive, you know, they drove all the way down the field but took 7 minutes to do it. They don't have that time here.
From their own 39-yard line, the ball on the left hash mark. Wide receiver to the right side of the field. That's Vulcan out here. Man in a slot on the right is Marsh. The quarterback, Smith, has the snap. Smith is going to run it himself to the left side at the left corner. He's got a little bit of room, and he'll get 5, maybe 6 yards over there. They kept him in bounds at about the 44-yard line. Give him a gain of 5. It'll bring up 2nd down and 5 yards to go.
It looked like maybe the ball slipped out for just a second there, but Wilbur able to recover it.
4 yard line.
After a gain of 5, 2nd down and 5 yards to go. Clock continues to run. Under 3 minutes to go. 2:54. Bulldogs need a defensive stop here. You don't want to give up another score on top of that safety. Wide receivers wide to the right. Vulcan comes to the right in a slot to the right side. High formation behind the quarterback, Smith. On 2nd and 5, Smith turns, gives off to his running back. That's Zach Marsh, the eye back. Marsh is hit and driven back, and the Bulldog defenders just wanted to take him all the way. All the way to Creed here if they could.
Clayton Brown there did a great job driving him back for the Bulldogs. It brings up 3rd down here.
Yeah.
It's not totally surprising seeing Wilbur try to run it here and just maybe get to halftime with a little bit of momentum.
No gain on that play. 3rd down and 5 yards to go. The football still at the 44-yard line. Marsh is in the backfield with the quarterback, Smith. Marsh is in the top of the eye. Raisler is the fullback. Wide receiver, wide right, is Vulcan. Quarterback Smith, calling his count, takes the snap, turns, wants to throw, sets up, he's got time. Now the pressure comes, has to dump it to the right side. The pass falls incomplete. The intended receiver was Ty Raisler. Raisler dropped the ball. That's going to bring up 4th down and 5 yards to go.
Flag in the area of the line. It looks like a holding penalty on Claytonia. We'll see if Auburn decides just to get the ball back here since it's going to be 4th down or if they take it.
Well, you would think the Wolverines would punt the ball. They wouldn't want to give it back to Auburn in their own territory because with 1:48 left to play, that'd be plenty of time for the Bulldogs to do some damage. Looks like a punting situation. The punter is going to be Grayson Vulcan, and he will stand near his own 25-yard line to punt this thing away. Back deep to return it for the Bulldogs is Clayton Brown. Brown is going to wait near his own 22-yard line, standing on the right hash mark. That's where the ball is spotted. So the Wolverines on 4th down and 5 from their own 44-yard line, ready to kick it away. Grayson Vulcan waiting for the snap from center. Has the snap. Vulcan got the punt out of there. It's a very, very short punt. No chance for Brown to do anything with it. The ball's going to go out of bounds at the 37-yard line, and the Bulldogs, with reasonably good field position, beginning this drive at their own 37, a minute 41 left to play here in the first half, leading 14-0.
And, you know, for the Bulldogs there, you couldn't have asked for a better situation. With as fast as your offense has gone tonight, a minute 41 is plenty of time to drive down and score.
My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Right next to me, Dylan Henriks standing by here. Our producer-engineer, Ray Penning, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Ray doing his usual bang-up job. 1st and 10 for the Bulldogs. Line of scrimmage, their own 37-yard line. Brenton Wenzel is the quarterback. Wenzel in the shotgun formation with a single setback on his left. Wenzel has the snap, wants to throw, throws out to the right sideline, and the pass off the fingertips of Crew Galicia. Galicia had it on his fingertips, could not quite pull it down near midfield at the 50.
And we saw it in warm-ups. Winslow has no problem putting the ball on the money. It's all about if the receivers are going to be able to handle it or not. That one may be a little bit high, but like you said, hit him on the fingertips, hit him in the hands. It's not usually going to go anywhere else.
Bring the ball back to the line of scrimmage at the 37-yard line. Second down and 10 yards to go. The clock stops with the incompletion with a minute 37 left to play. Here in the first half, Bulldogs on top, 14-2. Wide receiver to the left side of the field. Wide to the right goes Galicia. Single setback in the backfield next to Wenzel. Wenzel turns, hands the ball off. That's Lamb carrying the football. Lamb will get about 3 yards out near the 40-yard line. It'll bring up third down and 7 yards to go at the 40 with the clock running and a minute 24 to go here in the first half.
And Auburn not going to use their timeout here, so no, you know, rush to score. Maybe see what they get here on third down and go from there.
Well, if they can't get the first down and do end up having to punt, they want this clock to keep running, because if they do have to give it back to the Wolverines, you want them to have just as little time as possible with which to work. It's going to be under a minute here when they get the ball. Bulldogs over the football, third down and 7 from their own 40-yard line. Brenton Wenzel puts a man in motion. That's Clayton Brown from left to right. Wenzel rolls right, wants to throw the football, goes to the right sideline. The pass intercepted at the 38-yard line. He was looking out here for Clayton Brown, and the jumping the route to come up and get it was Grayson Vulcan. Vulcan got in front of Brown and makes the interception. They're going to mark the football at the 39-yard line of the Wolverines.
And the Wolverines, I know they don't like to do it. They have some time to throw it around here, and they have 2 timeouts left as well to do it.
48 seconds to go here in the first half. Auburn on top, 14-2, and this is a huge defensive stand here coming up for the Bulldogs. At the 39-yard line, first and 10, Wolverines. Avon Smith, the junior quarterback, the signal caller, is in the shotgun. He's got the snap. He throws the ball over the middle. Pass complete to Vulcan in 50 at the 40, 35, 30, 20, 15, 10. He'll take it for the touchdown.
And what a huge, huge turn of events here. And one thing you've noticed on when the Wolverines are on defense, their defensive backs have speed. Man, they got that ball to Vulcan on a quick slant, and he did the rest with his leg.
61 yards on the pass to Vulcan for the touchdown. The score coming with just 38 seconds to play here in the second quarter. And our score suddenly 14-8. They're going to line up and go for two. Quarterback Smith for the two-point conversion, calling his count. Smith has the snap, wants to throw the football, looks into the corner of the end zone. The pass falls incomplete. Conversion attempt fails. The score stands at 14-8. Auburn on top. 38 seconds to play in the first half. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance Agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Wilbur, Nebraska, and it's time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive recap.
Well, short and sweet. One play, 61 yards, a pass play complete from Evan Smith to Grayson Vulcan. The conversion attempt failed, but 6 more points on the board for the Wolverines. It's 14-8 with 38 seconds left to play in the first half here at Wilbur.
That recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and Auburn. Call Tosh Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
So the Wolverines ding the ball up here at the 40-yard line. Grayson Vulcan, his first kickoff of the evening. See who we've got back deep here. I think that's Brown back there. Waiting deep to return this one. Just 38 seconds to go. Here's the kick. Driving end over ender. It's going to go out of bounds outside the 20 over there to try and return it for the Bulldogs. Was Hunter Henry that time was back in the return position, but ball goes out of bounds. Looks like they're going to mark it near the 23-yard line, 38 seconds on the clock. The Bulldogs now maybe a little bit snake bit after that interception a moment ago and then a quick touchdown.
And we'll see what they opt here for. They do have a timeout left. There's 38 seconds. We know they like to go up tempo.
I'm going
to
make them kick it again. Going to back them up, make them kick it over. It went out of bounds outside the 20-yard line.
And it would have put them at the 35 on that penalty on kickoff out of bounds. So
well,
maybe hoping for a return.
Yeah, maybe hoping to get some kind of return. Trying to pick up the deep man. I believe that deep man back there is Hunter Henry, a sophomore.
Vulcan's kick went out of bounds. Auburn has elected
trying to see who the short guy is up front here. I think Kruglicia stands near the 30. So now Vulcan will be kicking from his own 35-yard line. Let's see if the Bulldogs can get something untracked here in the way of a return with just 38 seconds to play here in this first half. Auburn up 14-8. Here's the kick. And again, the ball rolls down inside the 30 and then covered up. Oh! Covered up at the 25-yard line, and the man laying on the football was Clayton Brown, and Brown took quite a hit. Just lying on the ground holding the ball, I'm a little bit surprised we didn't see a flag come out on that one.
Yeah, and Alan Roger there for the Wolverines came, and he had to hit, you know.
Really?
No penalty, but oof, you don't want to see that.
Well, the player is on the ground covering up the football, and they came in and put quite a pop on him. All right. 37 seconds to go. First and 10 Bulldogs from their own 25-yard line. Brenton Wenzel sets the Dogs with two receivers wide right, one wide to the left. Single setback. Back to pass as Wenzel steps up into the pocket. He's going to be caught and dropped from behind for a loss on the play. Back down to the 23-yard line. Clock continues to run with 27 seconds to go. Let's see if Auburn tries to run another play or if they're going to be content to go to the locker room with a six-point advantage here. They may not run another ball, another play.
They're not going to use a timeout for sure, so.
Down to 15 seconds to go. Well, they could take a timeout like Nebraska and throw it down to the end here with 1 second.
Going
to
have quite the arm.
3 seconds,
to throw
2 seconds.
Pass.
Yeah, they're just going to let time expire. That'll be the end of the first half at the half here in Wilbur. The Auburn Bulldogs leading Wilbur Clay Junior 14-8 is our halftime score. Stay with us for the halftime show coming up. We're going to take a 2-minute break here, then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime report right after this 2-minute timeout. You're enjoying high school football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Fall City.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-4486.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
It's time for a halftime recap brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt.
Well, it's halftime here at Wilbur Claytonia High School. At the half, your Auburn Bulldogs are leading the Wolverines 14-8. Let's take a look at how the scoring went in the first half of this one. With 4 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the first quarter, Renton Galizia completed a 17-yard touchdown pass to Isaiah Moyer, capped a 6-play, 25-yard drive. The conversion attempt was missed, and Auburn went up 6-0. Interesting to point out, Isaiah Moyer rushed onto the field at the last instant when another player was asked to leave because of an equipment issue. Ran out there. All he did was ran out, lined up, and caught a touchdown pass. So Moyer with the TD. Then with 2:41 to go in the first quarter, the Bulldogs capitalized on a 5-yard touchdown run by Clayton Brown. This was after the interception. It was a 4-play, 23-yard drive. The try for the 2-point conversion was carried in by Brenton Wenzel. Auburn went up by 2 scores, 14-0. Bulldogs on top. Again, that was with 2:41 to go in the first quarter. In the second period, a 2-point safety, a bad snap from center, went over the Auburn punter's head out of the end zone, awarding 2 points to the Wolverines, made it 14-2. Then with just 38 seconds to go in the first half, an interception by the Wolverines. They got the ball at their own 39-yard line. Took them just 1 play and 61 yards. A touchdown from Evan Smith to Grayson Vulcan. Conversion attempt failed. Our score went to 14-8. And that's where we stand at the half. The Auburn Bulldogs leading Wilbur Claytonia 14-8. At the half here in Wilbur. We want to take a minute to thank the Activities Director, Matt Zajcik, here at Wilbur Claytonia for the wonderful hospitality we have been receiving here this evening, and to the maintenance man here, Gene Siskus. He saw we were setting up here on the patio instead of into the press box, and with the chairs we had, we weren't able to see over the railing. He searched high and low through the school and found the old guy a bar stool we could set on here to get us up so we could see over this railing. And we really appreciate, again, the hospitality we're getting from the folks here at Wilbur Claytonia. It's halftime, 14-8. The Bulldogs lead it. We're going to take a 2-minute break here, then update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with more of our halftime show. That's coming up at the half. Auburn on top, 14-8. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
This sports season, don't forget to stop by Arbor Manor in Auburn. Our gazebo is open before every home football game, so grab a drink, soak in the energy, and get ready to cheer on the Bulldogs. You can also treat yourself to our famous prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday. Whether you're visiting Southeast Nebraska or cheering on the visiting team, our cozy motel is ready to welcome you any day of the week. From laid-back bites in the lounge to hand-cut steaks in our formal dining room, Arbor Manor is where families gather and guests feel at home.
Hello, this is Brent Meyer with Meyer Arp Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer for over 20 years. Meyer Arp would like to wish good luck to all area schools and athletes. If you are in need of a newer used vehicle or service, check us out at MeyerCars.com. With low overhead and no dock fees means you will get a great deal every time. One thing that still stands true is Chevrolet is the heartbeat of America. So remember MeyerCars.com, where you will get more mileage from your money every time.
See Meyer Herb Chevrolet in Auburn today.
Fast Global Solutions is cheering on area school athletics. They work to bring home the win. Just like those athletes, Fast Global Solutions has been providing winning solutions that help our customers, communities, and employees thrive. From sales to manufacturing to service and parts, our talented team works together to deliver the highest quality equipment and top-notch customer service. A global company with small-town spirit, Fast has been proudly supporting our schools and community for over 40 years. Learn more at FastSolutions.com.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows around 58 tonight under mainly clear skies, winds out of the south 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies again tomorrow, highs level off around 83, 53 tomorrow night, clear skies. Sunny skies and dry Sunday, clouds on the increase by Monday, mid-80s Sunday, low 80s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours. With offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska, services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Wilbur. It's halftime. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Wilbur Claytonia Wolverines 14-8, our halftime score. I'm Randy Gatula, seated alongside Dylan Henricks. Ray Benning is our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast. I mentioned Dylan Henricks sitting alongside. Dylan, you've got a scoring update from down at Humboldt.
We do. Down in Humboldt in Nebraska, 8-man action. Fall City Sacred Heart leads HTRS 20-0 late in the second quarter down there. Other 8-man games from our area. Johnson County Central just down the road from us visiting Freeman tonight. Cedar Bluff visiting Weeping Waters. Southern is at Tri-County. And a score from last night, final. Johnson Brock, after that big win over Johnson County Central last week, drops a game to Elmwood Murdoch, 24-12 last night, to fall to 3-2 on the season. And 6-man action, Pawnee City hosting Parkview Christian tonight. And Nebraska 11-man action, Nebraska City visiting Fall City tonight, homecoming down there for the Tigers. And Fairbury, the other two teams in this district, 0-4 Fairbury at Syracuse tonight. And that game is going on now over in Syracuse. And then finally across the river in Missouri, Platte Valley trails Mound City, 32-26 Mound City, looking for their fourth win of the season. And the number one team in 8-man football action over in Missouri, Rockport, they are at Stuartsville Osborne tonight. That game going on now in Missouri.
You mentioned Missouri 8-man football. We're going to have 8-man action from Missouri for you here on Sunny 101.3 next Friday night. The Mound City Panthers will travel to Tarkio to take on East Atchison. John Nixon and Troy Nelson will have the call for you. That will be here on Sunny 101.3. Now, Auburn fans, you want to listen up? We will have the Auburn Bulldogs on next week. They will be at home hosting the Fall City Tigers, and we'll have that game on KTNC. Now, of course, you can listen over the air at 1230 AM, 107.1 FM. You can also listen online at mscsports.net, and you can use our app on your phone. The MSC radio app will help you listen into that one. Special note on that one, a special start time. We'll be kicking off early next Friday night. It's homecoming, and it'll be a 6 o'clock kickoff on KTNC, the Auburn Bulldogs hosting the Fall City Tigers. Now, make note of that, 6 o'clock, an early kickoff, or you'll miss the whole first half if you wait and join us at 7. So looking forward to that coming up, the Fall City Tigers, the Auburn Bulldogs at Auburn, over on KTNC. Another score here.
Yeah, and Randy, one thing we talked about with both of these teams, Auburn and Wilbur, you look at the C1-1 district, and the winner of tonight has to see some wins piling up later this year. And one of those C1-1 teams is Fairbury at 0-4 this year. They trail 43-0 at the half to Syracuse. So the winner of tonight's game, you know, you have to feel pretty good going into the rest of your season. You know, you're going to have Nebraska City at 0-4, Fall City, you know, injuries piled up there. They're 1-3, Fairbury's 0-4. Your toughest test after tonight is that Syracuse team, who's likely going to be 5-0 at the end of tonight.
Now, the bottom line is this game, the outcome of this one, can either be a springboard to bigger and better things for the season, or it could be the beginning of a complete downward spiral here, because if you go to 0-5, it's pretty tough to... I know the level of the competition the first half of the season versus the second half, you have a very good point there, but still, once you reach that 0-5, the doubts start to creep into your mind here, and I'll be honest, people start looking, well, where's basketball season? How soon is that coming? And you don't want to see that happen, so the outcome of this one is very critical here tonight in Wilbur. It's halftime, 14-8. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Wilbur Claytonia Wolverines. We're going to step aside for another two-minute timeout. Send it back to Ray Penny in the studios. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fall sports practices are in full swing, and Nemaha County Hospital is ready to keep our athletes healthy and in the game. Their physical therapy and rehabilitation teams help student athletes recover from sprains, strains, and other injuries. They also work to improve strength, flexibility, and confidence so athletes can safely return to the activities they love. If your athlete gets sidelined, trust Nemaha County Hospital to help them bounce back stronger. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care. Every time.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with the good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16+6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm City Supply.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of local sports. We're Wealth Navigation Group with Thrivent, and we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others. Faith is what fuels us. If it fuels you too, let's talk. You can reach us for our Fall City or Auburn locations at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
From the first whistle to the final touchdown, Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska is proud to be a part of those big game day wins. With local roots and a lasting impact, we're more than just lumber and supplies. We're your home team, building projects, memories, and a stronger Yankton. Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska, building more than projects, building community.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at Wilbur, Nebraska. Wilbur Claytonia, the Auburn Bulldogs, Auburn on top 14-8. This halftime show is presented by our friends at Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. And you know, Dylan, sometimes we don't often enough thank the folks that help make these broadcasts possible. Highland Community College has been faithful halftime sponsors for a number of years for us, and we get to go down there once in a while and watch a little sports also. So, again, our thanks to Highland Community College for presenting this halftime show. Dylan, you've got a couple more scoring updates and then some important sponsor information.
Nearing the halftime, down in Fall City, the Tigers trail the Pioneers of Nebraska City 7-0, getting close to half there in Fall City. It's homecoming night there for the Tigers. 7-0 at half, official now in Fall City. Mike Randy said a huge shout-out to some of our single-game sponsors tonight. Auburn State Bank in Auburn, Arbor Manor Steakhouse in Auburn. They got a prime rib special Friday and Saturday. And Meyer Earp, Chevrolet, but Randy, special shout-out to all of our sponsors who make these broadcasts possible every night. Football, volleyball, basketball. You hear us on the air throughout the entire year, but it's them that make the broadcast
possible.
We mentioned Highland Community College doing our halftime show throughout the broadcast. Every time there's a score, you hear from our friends at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City, Jake and Tasha Arm Connect. You can stop by and see them to protect the things that are most important to you. That's your home, family, farm, and future. Farm Bureau Financial Services, again, faithful supporters of our Sunny 101.3 broadcast, and we really appreciate Jake and Tasha for their support of the broadcast.
And finally, our presenting sponsor tonight, Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. Mead Lumber, Nebraska City, Beatrice, locations throughout Nebraska and the Midwest.
Well, we're getting set to move to second half action. Again, to set the stage, the Bulldogs come in here 0-4 on the year. Wilbur Claytonia opened 0-3. They did get a win over Thayer Central last week, 30-20. Standing here at home, Wilbur Claytonia hoping to get a launch into some wins. Auburn wanting to turn things around here. They cannot afford to fall down to 5-0, even though the second half of the schedule is not quite as challenging as the first four or five ball games have been. But this is going to be a do-or-die half of football here. Now, the Bulldogs won the coin toss. They deferred their decision to the second half, so they're going to get the football and have the first possession of this second half, leading here 14-8. Auburn got both of their touchdowns when they got the short field. Back deep to return the kickoff for the Bulldogs is going to be Lane Jones. He's going to stand at the 10-yard line. Kicking it away is Grayson Vulcan. Here's Vulcan's kick. It's not going to get very deep. It comes short, bounces near the 20. They have to run up and scoop the thing up. Jones scooped it up at the 20, got out to the 25, then to the 30, and taken down there. And that's where the Bulldogs will start this first possession. They'll have it first and 10 just inside their own 30-yard line with the ball on the right hash mark. Auburn moving from our right to left, from south to north.
You know, late in that first half, things looked bleak for Wilbur Claytonia. Stopped at their 6-inch line. Auburn gets the ball back, but a safety and a quick touchdown. It's 14-8. You want the ball back here if you're a Wolverine.
All right, at the 30-yard line, first and 10 for the Bulldogs. Wide receiver is Galizia, coming wide to the left side. Quarterback, Wenzel, sets in a shotgun formation, takes the snap. Hands the ball off, running to the right, carrying the football, Clayton Brown. Nowhere to go. The defenders were in there and hit him as he was taking the handoff. There'll be a loss on the play. Did not get back to the line of scrimmage. He's going to lose about three on the carry.
Looked like Isaac Fritz there on the stop for the Wolverines, and man, he was in the backfield quick there.
More than that, loss of five on the play. The football goes clear back to the inside the 25-yard line. Second down, 15 yards to go for the Bulldogs. A loss of five on that first carry. Wyatt Tanner comes wide to the left side of the field, also split wide to the left is Tabor Rademacher. Trips out here to the left, only two guys covered him. Back to pass is Wenzel over the middle. Pass is going to be complete, making the catch. Forward on his feet, spinning out across the 35, short of the first down, but he'll be out across the 35-yard line. That was Tabor Rademacher on the catch.
One thing you saw earlier tonight, a couple of times the Bulldogs ran that quick bubble screen out to the wide receivers there. They faked it that time. That opened things up, both of the D-backs, for the Wolverines bit, and it was a big gain on second down.
All right, it was second and 15. He got 12 yards on the catch. So now it's third down and three, third and manageable. The ball at the 37-yard line. Wide receiver wide right, one wide to the left. Galizia to the near side of the field. Wenzel in the shotgun formation, puts Lamb in motion out to the left. And the ball off running to the left side. First down yardage across the 40, 45, midfield to 50, at the 40, down to the 30, and taken out of bounds down near the 15-yard line was Clayton Brown. Brown with a great run down the left sideline. They're going to say he first stepped out near the 20, but a huge play there for the running back, Clayton Brown. He's just a sophomore.
Avon Smith able to catch him there. And one thing we've seen from those Wilbur Claytonia defensive backs has been the speed.
Moving quickly here now, no huddle. The ball at the 20-yard line. Wenzel puts two receivers wide right. Galizia comes wide to the left to the near side of the field. Single setback is Lamb. He'll sit on the right side hip of Wenzel. Takes a snap. Gives to Lamb once again into the middle. 15, 10, 5. On his feet. Dives inside the 5. He's down near the 3-yard line. Tough running. The Bulldogs coming out and taking it right into the heart of that defense.
You had Auburn back at second and 15. They pick up that big chunk on second down, and man, it's been the run game.
I believe that was Wyatt Tanner carried the football that time. Lamb had been lining up in that spot, but I think they gave it to Tanner. Now quickly with no huddle, first and goal at the 3-yard line. Wenzel all alone in the backfield. Lamb is set to the left. In the backfield with him, takes a snap, turns, gives it ahead. That's Tanner. Oh, no, check that. Carrying the football that time was Clayton Brown, and they wrapped Brown up for a loss of a couple. They got Brown back out at the 5. He'll lose 2. It'll bring up 2nd down and goal.
Zach Marsh able to fire through there and fill a gap quick. Able to kind of stop the bleeding here just a little bit.
Well, the Bulldogs had a big defensive goal line stand in the 2nd quarter down there at the 6-inch line. Now Wilbur Claytonia. After Auburn had 1st and goal at the 3, it's now 2nd and goal from the 5. 2 receivers, wide right, 1 wide to the left. Quarterback, shotgun formation is Wenzel. He has a snap. It's a direct snap. They snap it straight to Wyatt Tanner, and he gets nothing. Hit right at the line of scrimmage again. No gain on the play. It's going to bring up 3rd down and goal at the 5-yard line.
And who else but Zach Marsh again there in the backfield and really stepping up here.
You hope they get it in there, but you got to be thinking you're up by 6. A field goal would give you a lead of 9, and it's a 2-score lead. So let's see what happens. The ball is spotted on the left hash mark, the 5-yard line. 3rd down and goal at the 5. They started 1st and goal at the 3. Wide receiver to the right side of the field goes Lane Jones, all alone to the right. Shotgun formation. Wenzel has the snap, pitches it to his right, trying to turn the corner. A flag is thrown. And into the end zone for the touchdown goes Clayton Brown, but we've got a flag thrown. Let's see what this is going to be. The Bulldogs had 1 touchdown called back earlier this evening with a flag. That ball was carried in by Clayton Brown from 5 yards out. A sideline warning on Wilbur Claytonia. Touchdown! It is a touchdown. All right. A 5-yard touchdown run. The ball carried in by Clayton Brown. And a sideline warning on Wilbur Claytonia, so that has no effect on the touchdown by Clayton Brown. The score coming with 8 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the 3rd quarter.
A little sigh of relief there for the Bulldogs after losing some momentum late in the 2nd quarter there.
Well, Brown ran tough. He was hit near the goal line and then flipped over the line and got in there. Now they'll line up right behind the power pole here. couldn't be in a worse spot. Waiting for the snap from center for Wenzel. Now a flag is thrown in the backfield in the end zone. Let's see what this is going to be. Going to go against the Bulldogs. Delay a game.
Maybe delay a game there.
Oh, my goodness. You line up for a conversion attempt and get a delay a game after all that confusion and the penalty flag thrown and stuff. How do you not get the playoff? Well, that makes this extra point suddenly become a 25-yard field goal. The ball is going to be spotted at the 15-yard line. In to do the kicking is Cameron Becker. Ball is down. Becker's kick is up. It's long enough, and the kick is no good. Wide to the left, could not get it down. The score stands 20-8. Bulldogs on top with 8:30 to go here in the 3rd quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Got a team ready to hit the road? Adding a useful driver to your auto insurance doesn't have to be scary. We'll help you find the right coverage without breaking the bank. Plus, ask about good student discounts. Protect your team. Protect your wallet. Call SBS Insurance today. The road starts here. Let's make it a safe one.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Wilbur Claytonia and another scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Well, a sustained drive, 7 plays, covered 70 yards, capped off with a 5-yard touchdown carry by Clayton Brown. The conversion attempt failed, but the Bulldogs go up by 12 now, 20-8, with 8.5 minutes to play here in the 3rd quarter.
That scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Falls City and Auburn. Call Tasha Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
Cameron Becker has the ball teed at the 40-yard line for the kickoff. Here it is, an end-over-ender, fielded at the 15. The return man to the 20, at the 25, hit there, spun around and dropped. On the return was Carson Enderlead, and Enderlead got a 3-yard return. They'll mark the football out across the 25 near the 27. It'll be first and 10 for the Wolverines of Wilbur Claytonia. They now trail Auburn 20-8 with 8:24 to play.
Laundry out there on the 25-yard line, too.
Okay, we've got a flag down. Let's see what this is going to be. A face mask on the Bulldogs.
First down, face mask against the Bulldogs.
Well, that's unfortunate. That's going to give the Wolverines a big boost in field position here. They were going to be starting at their own 27-yard line. Oh, this is a big one in the 15 yards. Take the ball all the way out to the 42-yard line. What a change in the complexion of this drive. Start the drive at the 42, first and 10, Wolverines. Avon Smith is the quarterback. I believe that's Marsh set in the backfield on his left. On his right is Raisler. Calling his starting count is Smith. Puts a man in motion out to the right, takes a snap, gives off to the left running back. Coming around is Zach Marsh. Marsh has got a nice gain, fighting out near the 48-yard line. Looks to have a gain of about 6 on the carry. Should bring up second down and about 4 yards to go. Clock running, 8:09 to play, third quarter. 20-8, Bulldogs on top. You're just checking in with us.
Caleb over there on the side for the Bulldogs. And one thing that long passing touchdown kind of does is maybe make Auburn linebackers think a little bit.
Second down and 4 from the 49-yard line. Wide receiver to the left side of the field. That's Vulcan's foot out there. Under center this time is the quarterback, Smith. The back set in the I formation. Give to the I back, running to the right side. He's hit after a gain of a yard or two. Carrying the football was Zach Marsh. When they set in the I formation, they put Raisler at fullback, and they set Marsh in the top of the I, and he's the second man in there following the fullback's block.
Dickerson on the stop there for the Bulldogs will bring up a third and short here for Wilbur.
Third and just a little more than a yard to go. The ball at the 49-yard line of Auburn. They'll set up with Marsh again in the top of the eye. It's an eye formation. Zach Marsh is the eye back. Calling his count. Quarterback sneak straight ahead for first down yardage. Goes the quarterback, Smith. Avon Smith is going to get the ball down to the 47. That'll be enough for a first and 10 for the Wolverines.
The Wolverines going back to their bread and butter here, running the ball, you know, kind of out the middle and right at you.
Randy Gatua along with Dylan Henriks calling the play-by-play tonight here in Wilbur. Ray Penning, our producer-engineer at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Back at the MSC Sports Radio Network headquarters. Lots of football going through that building tonight. Here we go, first and 10. At the 47-yard line of the Bulldogs. Evan Smith, the quarterback, calling his starting count. Smith puts the man in motion from right to left. Turns hands off on the inside handoff. Gives the ball to Raisler. Raisler with not much running room. He'll have short yardage down close to the 45. Maybe got a couple. Don't think more than about 2 on the carry.
And the Wolverines have ran that set about 2 or 3 times tonight. They bring their receiver in motion, fake the pitch to him, and run up the middle. They've gotten good gains on the first 2, but a great job there for the Bulldogs filling the hole.
So spot the football at the 45-yard line of Auburn. Gain of 2 on the last carry. Brings up 2nd down. 8 yards to go at the Bulldog 45. Auburn on top here, 20-8. Double tight end, I formation. Top of the eye sets Zach Marsh, the quarterback, calling his starting count. Waiting for the snap, has the ball back to pass, rolling right, looking downfield, dumps the ball over the right side, and the pass falls incomplete. And it'll bring up 3rd down and 8 yards to go.
And the Wolverines struggling there, you know, a little bit, finding an open receiver. Auburn with good coverage downfield.
Ever feel like you're working a ball game in the middle of a highway here? A lot of foot traffic going through. We weren't able to find room. We appreciate the hospitality, folks. We just weren't able to get into the press box tonight. We're kind of working off of a front porch here by the school. An awful lot of foot traffic right through our broadcast. 3rd down and 8 yards to go. The football at the 45-yard line. The quarterback, Smith, has the snap. He sets in the pocket, throws the ball over the middle. Oh, it's tipped and then nearly intercepted. Getting up there and getting a big old paw on that to bat the ball away was Caden McLaughlin. McLaughlin just reached up, one of the linemen, swatted the ball away, and then it was nearly intercepted.
And Wilbur, a 4th and long here, probably put them in a punting situation where if they would have gained a few yards, they might have went for it.
Yep, they'll be punting the ball away. Grayson Vulcan will handle the punt here. He will stand near his own 40-yard line to punt it away. Back deep to return the punt for the Bulldogs will be Clayton Brown. Driving punt, Brown fields the ball at the 15. He's out to the 20, starts to his right. hit from behind, got away. Out across the 20, 25-yard line goes Brown. So he got about a 10-yard return, reasonably good field position for the Bulldogs. They're going to start first and 10 just outside their own 25-yard line with 5:31 to play here in the third quarter, and Auburn on top, 20-8 over Wilbur Claytonia.
Eschede on the stop there for the Wolverines, and it'll be Auburn football. We'll see what they can do on their second drive of the second half.
All right, we'll spot the football at the 25-yard line, first and 10. Wide receiver coming out to the left side of the field. Split wide to the left. There's a snap. Hand goes up the middle, fighting forward for about 3 yards out near the 30-yard line. See when they unstack him there. Carrying the football was Clayton Brown. Clayton, just a sophomore, carrying the football there and running tough tonight for the Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs trying to establish the run here again. They did so on their first possession of the second half and had a lot of success with it.
Now I'm feeling bad. The little girl that was screaming, I just gave her a little... Please, honey, you know, keep it down. I think she was going to cry. I feel bad. Sorry, sweetheart. Running through our booth here screaming. Second down, 7 yards to go. Rolling to the right, Wenzel. Pass throws out to the right sideline. Knocked down. Good defensive play by Grayson Balkin to get a hand up and bat the football away.
We'll bring up a third and in relatively long here for the Wolverines. Kind of want the ball back here. You know, Auburn likes to go fast, but you're really kind of slowing down that Auburn offense.
So now the football is spotted at the 30-yard line. Auburn is looking at third down and 7. Third and 7 from their own 30, just inside the right hash mark. They'll put two receivers to the left. Zach Marsh comes out here. Raisler also sets in a slot to the left side. They're back to pass. Wenzel throws to the right sideline. The pass near the first down marker, I believe, is caught. And the clock continues to run. Making the catch was Crew Galicia. Galicia made the catch right at the first down marker, and he did get the first down. They moved the chains. Great job by Crew to stay in bounds and catch the ball. He knew where he needed to be. Needed 7 yards. He got about 7 yards and an inch there, I think.
And that's one of those, you know, you run to the sticks and then come back to the ball, but a lot of times you come up short. So great job by Crew there.
All right, the football at the 36-yard line. First and 10, Bulldogs. They lead it 20-8, 4:35 to play here in the third quarter. Wenzel with the snap, gives to his running back, trying to run, that's Lamb. Lamb is going to be dragged down from behind, dropped for a loss of about 3 yards on the play, back inside the 35. And
Eli Hamilton on the stop there for the Wolverines. You got in the backfield pass, the Auburn tried to go around the outside, just not much success there tonight.
Loss of 4 on the play, second down and 14 yards to go. The new line of scrimmage is at the 33-yard line of the Bulldogs. Auburn comes over the football. Rademacher to the near side is the wide receiver. Wide out to the right, Galicia. Quarterback Wenzel takes a snap. Hands to his running back inside. And again, caught in the backfield is Clayton Brown. And boy, this Wilbur Claytonia defense is stepping up. After a loss of 4 on the last play, they're going to lose about 4 more on this one. 2 running plays in a row just blown up by the Wilbur Claytonia defense. It's second down and 19 yards to go.
Looks like Hayden Warner there in the backfield. And for Auburn, putting yourself in a really tough position here after a promising start to the drive.
Well, that defensive line just took over on the last two snaps from center there. Won the line of scrimmage and got to the running backs before they could even get started. Third down and 19 yards to go. The football back at the 30-yard line. Rolling right, Wenzel. He wants to throw deep. Now scrambling, running out to the left side, trying to get away from a tackler, wrapped up and dropped at the 35-yard line. He got about 8 of the yards back they'd lost earlier, but it's still going to bring up fourth down and 11 yards to go, and a punting situation for the Bulldogs.
Marsh with a stop there for the Wolverines, and you got what you wanted. You get the ball back and a chance to go down and score here late in the third quarter, 2:44 left in the third.
Caden McLaughlin stands at his own 20-yard line. He had a bad snap earlier, resulted in a safety. He gets this punt out of there. Ball is going to bounce at the 45, take a Bulldog bounce and roll down to the 41-yard line, and that's where the Wilbur Claytonia Wolverines will take over. They'll have the ball first and 10 at their own 41-yard line with 2:27 to play here in the third quarter. Auburn on top, 20-8, a 12-point advantage here in Wilbur.
All right, for the Wolverines here, you know, we talked about it early. They really want to establish the run. They only gained one before they had to pass it twice, which we know they're uncomfortable with that last possession.
Hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast. Our presenting sponsor is Mead Lumber Company. Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner, is our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast. All right, first and 10, Wolverines working from their own 41-yard line. Avon Smith is your quarterback. Wide receiver right, tight end set left. I formation in the backfield behind him. Marsh in the top of the eye. Pitch the ball to Marsh. He wants to throw the ball downfield to receiver. Pass overthrown. The intended receiver was Grayson Vulcan. They had Vulcan covered up there. Vulcan just kind of ran into the defender. No flag, and in my opinion, that's a very good no call.
Yeah, and Vulcan wasn't really looking back for the ball. He was just kind of running like he didn't maybe know it was coming.
He just went out there and ran right into the defender. The defender almost looked as though he were trying to avoid a collision, and Vulcan continued forward and ran into it. Incompletion brings up second down and 10. A rare pass attempt there went nowhere. The ball just outside the 40 at the 41-yard line on second down and 10. Again, two wide receivers to the right. Smith with the snap in the pocket. Wants to throw. Pump fake. Now he's going to run with the football. He's hit. Got away. Dropped down near the 42-yard line. Maybe got a yard. Not any more than that. And it's going to bring up third down and long. So when they went to the pass game, it kind of helped them stall here. They were having a lot of success running the football. Maybe got a little greedy trying to throw that long pass.
And that first play that they ran here on this drive, they actually faked the pitch to the outside and tried to pass it. So a little bit of trickery. It didn't work out. But like you said, it backed them up.
All right. Second or third down and 9 now at the 42-yard line. Two receivers left. Tight end set right. Smith in the shotgun. Third and 9. Has the snap. Wants to throw. Looks to the right side. Pass is going to be complete near midfield. Taken out short of the first down near midfield. Good defensive effort. Grayson Vulcan made the catch. They stopped him about a yard short. It's going to bring up fourth down and a yard. Well, what do you do here? You're trailing 20-8 with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. You go after this one on fourth down, or do you punt it away? You're at midfield.
You know, I think you might, especially the punts haven't gone too well tonight for the Wolverines. Punt out of bounds, and that last one was a driving kick.
Okay, here's a big play. Fourth down and a yard at midfield at the 50-yard line. Auburn up by 12, trying to make the fourth down stop. There's a handoff up the middle. Marsh runs to the right. Stiff arms. He has the first down yardage. Good effort there by Marsh, the ball carrier, Zach Marsh. He was hit at the line. There was the potential there for a stop, but he gave a nice stiff arm and picked up 5 yards down to the 45-yard line. It'll be first and 10 Wolverines at the 45 of the Bulldogs.
Quick scoring update from down in Humboldt, where the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish lead the HGRS Titans 29-0, a 34-yard field goal by Lancaster as time expired in the second quarter.
So the football is now at the 45-yard line. First down and 10 Wolverines. Avon Smith is your quarterback. Calling his count, has the snap, turns. It's a double reverse coming around to the right side in the backfield and caught, nowhere to go. Well, they got a little fancy. Raisler took the handoff from Eschede. Eschede started from right to left and handed it off to Raisler. Raisler came back from left to right. Bulldogs weren't fooled. They were waiting for him, and they got the stop right at the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10 yards to go.
Shane Hanley there on the stop for the Bulldogs, and one thing he didn't do there was follow the guy across the field. He stayed home, and that's what they needed.
You know, with the success that they've had running the football, you got to wonder, what's all this trickery about here? Second down and 10 yards to go at the 45-yard line. Back to pass. Looking over the middle. Throws it over the middle. It's going to be caught at the 20-yard line at the 15-10-5. And a touchdown. Grayson Vulcan from 45 yards out. They found Vulcan open over the middle. And it'll be a 45-yard touchdown pass to Vulcan.
And that's twice tonight. Vulcan on the crosser. And we knew he had speed from that 60-plus touchdown pass in the first half. Well, he showed it there again.
So that moves our score now 20-14. They're going to try and kick the extra point this time. Vulcan is in to hold. Waiting for the kick here. Still no snap. There it is. Ball is down. Kick is up. Kick is on the way. The kick is good. And our score now goes 20-15 with 3:18 to play here in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When looking for a bank in southeast Nebraska, the best is right off Highway 75 at Auburn State Bank. From that first savings account to retirement IRA, we've got the services that allow you to bank with us for life. Looking for that loan to secure a new home? No need to go anywhere else. We've got you covered. We're Auburn's hometown bank. Our decisions are made right here in Nemaha County by folks who know your name and care about your future. Auburn State Bank. Locally owned. Local solutions. Lifelong service. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Wilbur Claytonia High School, and it's time for a Scoring Drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services.
That scoring drive took six plays to cover 59 yards, capped off with a 45-yard touchdown pass from Avon Smith to Grayson Vulcan. Ellen Guerrera kicked the extra point. Our score now goes 20-15 with 3:18 to play in the third quarter. We've got a ball game.
Big thanks to Tasha Arm Connect. Call Tasha today to protect the things that are most important to your home, family, farm, and future. That's Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and Auburn.
Getting set to kick the football away, Lane Jones is the deep man waiting to return it for the Bulldogs. Here's the kick, another short one. Going to be picked up and fallen on at the 31-yard line. Bulldogs are going to get some decent field possession here. Galicia fell on the ball at the 31, and these kickoffs have not been that impressive, but they just can't get the ball much past the 30.
You know, and I think, you know, one thing they're doing here is maybe trying a little bit shorter kick and eliminating the chance at a return. Auburn really hasn't been able to catch it in the air.
But if you're going to give them the ball at the 30 or the 35 every time, that's about the same thing as that return. Here we go. Line of scrimmage is at the 32 is where they'll mark it. First and 10 for the Bulldogs. Auburn up now 20-15. Wenzel has the snap. Gives to his running back, trying to run to the right side. Tripped up and dropped is Clayton Brown. And boy, right now, the Wilbur-Claytonia defensive line is really winning the battle at the line of scrimmage. The last series was the same thing. They're in the backfield and on those Bulldog running backs before they can get started.
And Auburn had a lot of success running it to start that third quarter, but not much late.
Gain of a yard on the play, second down and 9 yards to go. Time's going to expire. We won't get a playoff. That's the end of the third quarter. We'll step aside for a one-minute timeout. Auburn on top 20-15. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Sometimes you just need someone who'll be a good listener, mixed in with a bit of sound advice. But in order to get that, you first need the right coach and a great banking team. When it comes to banking, we're here for one reason only, to help your family avoid the financial fumbles, obstacles, and tackles along the way. We've been helping local businesses and families for generations, so stop by and let's talk.
Frontier Bank. Member FDIC online at frontier.bank.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Wilbur-Claytonia High School, where the Auburn Bulldogs lead the Wilbur-Claytonia Wolverines 20-15. And with the call here for the fourth quarter is Randy Catula.
Brent Wenzel has the football, second down and 9 at his own 33-yard line. Wenzel takes a snap, hands off up the middle with running room. Into the open, midfield the 50, the 40, the 35, the 30, 25, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown for the Auburn Bulldogs on the first play of the fourth quarter. On the carry was Clayton Brown. That came from the 33-yard line, a 67-yard run for Clayton Brown. Wow, what a way to start the quarter.
And really kind of deflating there for the Wolverines, who had a little bit of momentum and had cut the game to 5 now, a 9-point game, possibly 10 here, or an 11-point game, possibly 12 here soon.
Well, a very quick answer. It took 13 seconds to do it, 11:47 to play in the fourth quarter. It took 13 seconds to run the ball 67 yards through all those tacklers. Now what do we got, a timeout taken here?
Looks like a player down in the end zone.
Okay, timeout for an injured player. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Sunny 101.3.
Now, the player that was shaken up just had a cramp over there. He's okay and got up and ran off the field. So now the Bulldogs are going to line up and go for two here. They're leading it 26-15, up by 11. They're going to go for two. Wenzel has the snap. He runs it, keeps it himself, fakes the pitch, ducks inside. I believe he's in there.
He fumbled it.
Oh, he fumbled the ball into the end zone.
And with the high school no-return rule, yeah. Wilbur can't run it back.
Okay, so the conversion fails. The score stands 26-15, 11:47 to go in the ballgame. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Wilbur Claytonia and another scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Well, the sophomore, Clayton Brown, the running back, took it 67 yards for the first play of the fourth quarter for the touchdown, capped a two-play, 69-yard drive. The two-point conversion attempt failed. Auburn goes up by 11, 26-15, again with 11:47 to play in the football game.
That recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Falls City and Auburn. Call Tasha Arm Connect today to protect the things that matter most to you.
Cameron Becker has a tee at the 40-yard line. He'll come forward and kick it away for the Bulldogs. The ball is going to be fielded at the 20. They start out to the left, across the 25, at the 30. Trying to turn the corner and now taken down. There's a flag thrown in. That probably is going to go on the return team. Usually it does. The tackle is made on the return man at the 37-yard line. On that return was Carson Underlead, waiting to see what the man in the white hat indicates here. Holding is the call on the return team. That'll set him back.
There is a flag on the play.
It's a two-score lead now for the Bulldogs, looking for their first win of this 2025 football season. Auburn with a tough schedule to start it out, opened at 0-4, going against a 1-3 Wilbur-Claytonia Wolverine team here. 11:39 to play in the ball game. Bulldogs with a two-score lead, up by 11, 26-15.
The Bulldogs played Mount Michael Benedictine, Lincoln Christian, Lincoln Lutheran, and Ashland Greenwood. Those teams are combined 11-5 on the year.
All right, first and 10 for the Wolverines. They'll begin this drive at their own 23-yard line. Quarterback Smith has the snap. He's back. Wants to throw the ball. Rolling right. Pressure coming. Now turns down the right sideline. He'll run with the football and be taken out of bounds after a short gain. He got 2, maybe 3 yards, and then is taken out of bounds on the far sideline.
And a great job in pursuit there for the Bulldogs. Didn't allow the quarterback to get outside. He wanted to run there, but still a gain of 5.
Got out of bounds. That stops the clock with 11:28 to go. We want to keep everybody appraised as to that time here, almost every play if we can. Bulldogs up by 11. Over the football come the Wolverines. Smith is the quarterback, as he has been all night. He'll put 2 wideouts to the right, 1 to the left to the wide side of the field. Has a single setback, Marsh, next to him in the backfield. Hands the ball off to Marsh. He fights his way forward out across the 35 near the 36-yard line. It'll be enough for a first down and 1st and 10 for the Wolverines.
Tackle there on the play for the Bulldogs. Looks like maybe Michael Stapleson, but really for Wilbur here, can't really afford a 7 or 8 minute drive down two scores.
I called Marsh on the carry. It was actually Ty Raisler, and Raisler gets up limping just a little bit after that carry. He's going to stay in the ball game. Smith will put two receivers wide to his left. He's got the ball 1st and 10 at his own 35-yard line. Smith has the snap in the shotgun, looks to the right, throws the ball out. The pass is falling incomplete out across the 40-yard line. It was looking out there for Grayson Vulcan. Ball's incomplete, brings up 2nd down and 10. Pass incompletion stops the clock with 10:57 to go in the ballgame. My name is Randy Gatula, describing the play-by-play. Dylan Henricks alongside tonight on our color commentary. Ray Penning is our producer-engineer back at the MSC Sports Radio Network headquarters. Here we go. 2nd down, 10 yards to go for the Wolverines. 4 receivers to the left side. They're flooding the left side with receivers this time. Back to pass. Smith, that's 4, nowhere to go. They wrap him up. Big defensive hit there for the Bulldogs.
And he stepped up Noah Hanley there for the Bulldogs on the stop. And a huge, huge sack.
All 265 pounds of Noah Hanley was waiting for him when he ducked inside, and you're not going to run through that. He's getting up wondering if anybody got the number of that F-150 pickup that he just ran into. Noah Hanley stopped him with no uncertain terms. Huge loss on the play of 7. 3rd down, 17 yards to go. Passing situation. 4 receivers to the left side of the field. Everybody split out here to the left. They're flooding it with receivers. Back to pass. Smith dumps the ball. Intercepted at the 15. At the 25. Inside the 20. I'm going to try, when he gets up, get that number. It was a big lineman that came up with the football.
Looked like Hanley again.
78. It was Hanley. Hanley made the interception at the 25-yard line, got a 7-yard return. 265 pounds of defensive lineman running at you with the football. How would you like to be tasked with trying to tackle that?
And one thing Hanley did, he didn't blitz. He dropped back off the line for the interception.
He returned it 7 yards from the 25 down to the 18-yard line. Huge break here. A chance for the Bulldogs to maybe blow this thing open. They'll start at the 18-yard line, 1st and 10. Quarterback is Wenzel. 1 wide receiver to the left, 1 to the right. Turns, gives the ball off, trying to run, slipping inside, still on his feet, carrying the football. Boy, the Bulldogs there is Clayton Brown. Brown got, well, I'm not sure. Did he get back to the line? Let's see what they're going to know. He lost about 2 yards. They were in the backfield and on him, and That's an aggressive defensive line, Wilbur Claytonia. They realize they have to have a stop here. 9:41 to go, down by 2 scores. 2nd down, 12 yards to go. The ball at the 20-yard line. Bulldogs pass football to the left over the middle. Oh, he had a receiver. The pass thrown just behind the intended receiver, Galicia, down at the 10-yard line. And now it's going to bring up 3rd down and 12 yards to go, with the football at the 20-yard line.
And Camden Meza was there for the Wolverines quick. He had to get that one out quick and just nowhere to throw it.
Well, Auburn has been getting their scores for the most part. Those first half scores came with short field. I think they took over. One of the drives was 23 yards. The other was 25 yards. Here they got the ball handed to them at the 18. All right, 3rd down and 12 at the 20. Quarterback Brenton Wenzel puts Lamb in motion, pitches the ball back to the trailing back to the right side, tried to turn the corner, 15, 10, take it out of bounds down near the 10-yard line. Going to be short of the first down, I believe. Let's see. Well, they may give him a favorable spot here. Let's see what they got. No.
Just short.
Yeah, they got the ball.
That'll bring up 4th down.
Yeah, he's going to be short. 4th down and a little more than a yard to go.
Huge here for both teams.
The ball is just inside the 10 at the 9. They took over at the 18. It's at the 9-yard line. Here we go. 4th down and 1. This could be the deciding play of the ball game right here. Waiting for the snap from center. There's a snap running to the left. It's a direct snap. Nowhere to go. to Wyatt Tanner. They snapped it directly to Wyatt Tanner. They caught him in the backfield for a loss on the play. So on fourth down and one, they went with a direct snap to Wyatt Tanner. Tanner was tackled in the backfield for a loss of a couple, and they'll move the football back outside the 10 near the 12 or 13-yard line. It'll be first and 10. But now Wilbur Claytonia has a long field with 9:13 to go. Well, we've seen some interesting stands here tonight, haven't we? The Bulldogs held them at the 6-inch line. Here you're getting the ball first and goal at the, or first and 10 at the 18 and come away empty-handed. That's unfortunate. Now let's see what Wilbur Claytonia can do. Avon Smith comes out, winds up the Wolverines to go to work first and 10. Back to pass is Smith. Smith sets in the pocket. He's going to throw deep down the right sideline. Receiver is there. Pass falls incomplete. No flag is thrown. Good defensive coverage back there for the Bulldogs by Tabor Rademacher. Rademacher running stride for stride with Vulcan, the intended receiver.
And we know from those two long touchdown pass how fast Vulcan can be, too.
$2. Oh, listen to that. Specials on pizza in the concession stand. Just $2.
Casey's Pizza.
Stay right here now, Dylan. Don't be running off. Dylan, here's pizza. I may lose my color guy. All right. Second down. 10 yards to go. Line of scrimmage at the 12-yard line. Smith has the snap. Drops back. Throws out here to the right. Passes complete at the 15. Making the catch was Zach Marsh. Tackled immediately. Good defensive play there by the Bulldogs.
And one thing that you're seeing here, Randy, Wilbur's out of their comfort zone a little bit because of the time left. Down two scores, they have to pass it, and they don't want to.
Krug Galicia on the tackle that time. The defensive back here on the right side came up and dropped the ball carrier after the receiver got a gain of 3. Put the football at the 15-yard line. Third down and 7 yards to go. Third and 7 from the 15. Quarterback, Avon Smith. Avon has the snap in the shotgun. Drops back. Here's the pressure. Screen pass. Dumps it off to the left side. It's played well. There to make the hit for the Bulldogs was Wyatt Tanner. Tanner smelled that one out, and he was all over the receiver as he came down with the football. And they'll drop him at the 10-yard line.
And you're backed way up here for Wilbur, but only 8:39 left. You're down 11. Do you go for it here? Do you punt it? Tough decision.
All right. The football is spotted at the 10-yard line is where they mark it. Third down. Wait a minute. What's this discussion all about over here? What are they doing?
Holding on the Wolverine.
Okay, check that. The ball's going to be at the 14-yard line. What were they doing over here?
I think they called a holding. They were seeing if they wanted to take the
yardage
or go to fourth down.
All right, fourth down and 9. The football is at the 14-yard line. Big fourth down play. Bulldogs need to stop here on fourth and 9. Now looks like they're going to punt it. They drop a man back into the end zone to punt the ball away. And he will actually punt it. How about that? All right, the ball is going to bounce at the 40. Inside the 35, and they're just going to stay away from it and let them touch it down at the 32-yard line. So now the Auburn Bulldogs get possession of the football. The clock is down to 8:39 to go in the game. 26-15, Auburn with a two-score lead here, up by 11. And this is where the Bulldogs just need to put together an offensive drive. They really haven't had the long drives. They had the big pass play there. Went down the field for
tonight.
But right now they will start at the 32, first and 10. Same formation we've been seeing. Brenton Wenzel is the quarterback. Clayton Brown, Draven Lamb in the backfield. Two receivers to the right. Galicia comes to the far right. Quarterback, they put a man in motion. There's the snap, running the ball right into the middle. I believe that was Lamb carrying the football. Or Brown. We'll see when they unpile him here. Gain on the play of only a yard. Second down and 9 yards to go, so that didn't get much.
Brock Young there on the stop for the Wolverines. And for the Bulldogs here, you kind of want to take some time off the clock.
Yeah, keeps the clock running when they run it on the ground like that. We're down to 8 minutes, 12 seconds to go. Again, if you're checking in, 26-15. Auburn up by 11. Shotgun formation. Wenzel with the snap. Wenzel. Oh, nowhere to go that time at all. My goodness. Gave the ball to Clayton Brown. And I don't know what's going on in that offensive line, but right now the Wilbur Claytonia defensive linemen are having their way with the middle of the line offensively for Auburn. They are in the backfield and all over these running backs almost before the handoff even occurs.
That was Fritz there in the backfield, and like you said, he was back there right as he was handing it off.
Yeah. Bulldog offensive line needs to step it up here and give these running backs a chance. Loss on the play of 5, third down, 14 yards to go. The ball now at the 27-yard line. Snap it back, rolling right is Wenzel. Wenzel throws the ball forward out to the 30. Receiver to the 35-yard line. And making that catch for the Bulldogs that time was Shane Hanley. Shane Hanley, the tight end, is a senior. He'll have a gain on the play of about 8, gets the ball to the 35, but it's still going to bring up 4th down and 7 yards to go. A punting situation for the Bulldogs. Go ahead.
Quick scoring update from down in Falls City. The Tigers trail the Pioneers 7-0 at the end of the third quarter.
Caden McLaughlin to punt the ball away for the Bulldogs. Stands at his own 21-yard line. Wilbur Claytonia sending everybody. Nobody back to return it. They're just going to let the punt roll. Inside the 40, inside the 30. Down to the 27-yard line is where it goes. Nice job punting the football by Caden McLaughlin. The Wolverines didn't even put anybody back to return it. They rushed all 11 people to try and get to him. Going for broke, and he got the punt out of there. So now the long field for Wilbur Claytonia. Time continues to tick away here. 6:36 to go. Auburn up 26-15, but as we found out near the end of the first half, Dylan, 37 seconds to go, and Wilbur Claytonia still got a score out of it. All right, Avon Smith will set up shop first and 10 with the football at the 27. Back to pass. Smith is under pressure. Got it out of there somehow, and the pass falls incomplete. His intended receiver was Grant Eshitty. Eshitty couldn't come down with it, and it falls incomplete. It'll bring up second down and 10.
Number 9, Grant Eshitty, incomplete.
Eshitty, okay. They changed the pronunciation on me. Did they stop putting the down and distance up on the board down here? They were earlier in the ball game. Well, spot the ball at the 27. That's where it'll be. Second down and 10 from their own 27-yard line. Quarterback Smith trips to the right, slot right, single receiver to the left. Back to pass, Smith, looking left. He's going to throw deep down over the middle. The receiver's there. The pass falls incomplete. The intended receiver down here was Logan Dack, but well covered by the Bulldogs.
And we're seeing, you know, Wilbur having to go away from their bread and butter of, you know, picking up 2, 3, 4, 5 yards on each carry. Tick, 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 6:25 left. You got to throw it.
That was Crew Galizia, by the way, that was just running step for step down this left sideline with the intended receiver. No chance at all for any success on that one. Great job defensively by Galizia. All right, here we go. Third down and 10 at the 27. Again, Smith in a passing situation, this time rolling right. Wants to throw to the right sideline, pass well overthrown. Intended receiver Zach Marsh, no chance for that one at all. And suddenly it's fourth down and 10. Do you have to wonder, I know I'm not the coach, but when you have as much success as they've had just running the football right at the Bulldog defense, 5, 6, 7 yards at a pop, why do you come out and throw the ball 2 or 3 times here? I guess panic mode, maybe, running out of time.
Yeah, and that time does go fast as the clock continues to run. But, you know, when it's your bread and butter, you got to get something.
All right, fourth down and 10, and they're not going to punt it. They're down by 11 with 6:19 to go, so they're going for it. Fourth down and 10 from their own 27-yard line. Back to pass. Smith goes out here. Oh, the ball is batted down. Somebody got a hand up on the football and batted it down, and you know what? The Auburn Bulldogs are going to take over on downs. Deep in Wilbur Claytonia territory, it's going to be first and 10 Auburn at the 27-yard line of the Wolverines. Boy, the Bulldogs have had the position battle, field position battle here all night. They got one of their drives was 25 yards. One was for 23 yards. They did put together a couple of longer ones, 70 and 69, but they got the ball last possession at the 18-yard line and came away empty-handed. The clock is the Bulldogs' friend here, 6:11 to go. First and 10, Auburn at the 27. Bulldogs up by 11 points, 26-15 our score. Wenzel has the snap, throws the ball out to the left, pass complete, down the left sideline. Still on his feet, fighting inside the 10, the 5, all the way to the goal line. Did he get in or step out? Let's see. I believe they're going to call that a touchdown. The player that scored is down. I can't identify him because he's down over there.
Touchdown, Bulldog.
Did you see who made the reception? The player that caught the pass is down on the ground, perhaps with a cramp.
I think maybe Rademacher.
Well, keep an eye over there when he gets up. We want to, hey, I believe it was six. Watch him when he gets up and make sure that's who caught it. We were at the 27-yard line, so that's going to be a 27-yard touchdown pass that went to Tabor Rademacher. That's who we're going to credit with it right now, what I can see right here in the dark.
You know, and Auburn scored, of their touchdowns tonight, three of them have started in the Wilbur, on the Wilbur side of the field.
Yeah, short field. All right, we're going to try and kick the conversion. Who we have in kicking? Let's see. I believe that's going to be Becker. Waiting for the snap. The kick is up. The kick is on the way. The kick is good. And the Bulldogs go up 33-15. Your score now as that one goes through. And we'll take a 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
This October, let's brunch with a purpose. Join Johnson County Hospital for the Pink Ribbon Brunch, Saturday, October 11th at 10 a.m., St. Andrew's Parish Hall in Tecumseh. Wear your brightest pink and enter the Pink Out Contest. Be bold. Be creative, and you just might win best dress. It's a morning of food, fun, and breast cancer awareness. RSVP by October 3rd by calling the radiology department at 402-335-6345. Together, we can raise hope, one ribbon at a time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Wilbur Claytonian. It's time for another scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services.
All right, that score took just one play to go 27 yards from Brenton Wenzel to Tabor Rademacher. Becker kicked the conversion, and the Bulldogs now go on top 33-15 with 6:01 to play in the ballgame.
That scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Fall City and Auburn.
Becker set to kick the ball away, coming forward at the 40. Here's the kick, an end over ender. That's going to bounce near the 15. Picked up there, return to the right to the 20. That's Vulcan on the return. Running through tacklers, running tough is Vulcan. He's out close to the 30-yard line, taken down around the 29, I think, is where they're going to mark it. This Bulldog team is fired up. Look at them jumping around over there. I think maybe they're sensing another defensive stand, and they can put this one away here. 5:55 to go. If we've seen anything through the years, we know that a lot can happen in 5 or 6 minutes. Right now, 33-15, Bulldogs up with the 18-point lead here. Under 6 minutes to go in the ballgame. Boy, next week, it'll be Auburn and Fall City. And if there's anything I've learned, I've done that game every year for probably 40 years or more. When those two teams match up, throw all the records out the window. Anything can happen. That'll be next week. Here's a handoff running to the right side, out across the 30, near the 31.
On the carry.
It's like a gain of about 3 on the carry. It'll bring up second down, 7 yards to go for the Wolverines.
And interesting here, you know, Wilbur, the past two possessions, they didn't run it once. Now down 3 scores, maybe just trying to pick up something.
Well, they're going to need a whole lot here with the clock down to 5.5 minutes to go, an 18-point lead for the Bulldogs. That's a 3-score lead any way you slice it. Auburn looking for their first win of the year. Came in here 0-4. 3 receivers to the left side of the field. Timeout taken on the field with 5:18 left to go in the ballgame. Auburn on top, 33-15. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Buying a home is one of life's biggest milestones. And you deserve a partner who makes the process simple. At F&M Bank, our local home loan experts are here to guide you every step of the way, from pre-approval to closing day. We'll work with you to find the right loan that fits your budget and your future. Come in and talk to one of our friendly loan officers to see how F&M Bank can help you own your own home. F&M Bank. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. F&M Bank is an equal housing opportunity lender. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back to Wilbur Claytonia High School, where the Auburn Bulldogs lead the Wilbur Claytonia Wolverines 33-15 5:18 left to go in the game. Randy Catula on the call.
Second down, 7 yards to go for the Wolverines. The football spotted at their own 30-yard line. The quarterback, Evan Smith, has one running back on his left, three receivers left. He rolls left, wants to dump the ball out here. Pass is complete out to the 40 and out of bounds near the 42-yard line. Making the reception was Zach Marsh. Marsh is quite an athlete. He's been a big part of this offense.
And Marsh down over there on the sideline. Wyatt Banner ran him out of bounds and was able to push him out of bounds, and Marsh went into the benches.
Well, they're taking a look at him here on the sideline. Play will continue with the football at the 43-yard line, first and 10. Wide receiver Vulcan splits wide to the right. Two running backs this time on either side of the quarterback, Smith. Smith has the snap, turns, gives off. Running to the left side across the 45, carrying the football was, I believe, Zach Marsh. Yes, Marsh was the ball carrier.
Wyatt Tanner there on the stop for the Bulldogs. And Wilbur just trying to pick up what they can here. 4:54 left in the fourth quarter, down 33-15.
All right, second down and 5 yards to go from the 47-yard line. Quarterback Smith looks over to the bench. He's short a ball player. Took roll call and came up one short. Now trotting out there, Smith gets the Shidey out there. He's back to pass. Smith rolling right. Pressure coming. They give chase. Throws it down the right sideline. Pass is going to be complete into Bulldog territory at the 40, at the 35. Coming to the left sideline, the 30, 25, 20, and finally drug down and taken out of bounds. Making the reception for Wilbur Claytonia. Coming up with a catch was Logan Dack, just a sophomore. And Dack with a big gain, and that changes the complexion of things. Has the ball down to the 17-yard line of the Bulldogs. Still 4 minutes, 14 seconds to go in the ballgame. Keep in mind, it's a three-score lead, though. Bulldogs up by 18.
And Dak probably ran about 80 yards there to pick up about 40.
Yeah, Wolverines on the move here now at the 17-yard line of Auburn. First and 10. Smith sets the backs in the I formation behind him. Smith rolls to his right. Pitches back to his trailing back. He's hit and dropped in the backfield for a loss on the play. Carrying the football was Zach Marsh. They got him for a loss of three.
And that was broken from the beginning. Auburn was in the backfield. When you're running the option, one thing you can't have is a guy right there.
All right, second down and 12 yards to go. The ball back to the 20-yard line now. Wolverines on second and 12. Smith, the quarterback, has the snap, wants to throw. Now ducks inside. He's going to run with the football. Turns it upfield. He'll be hit and knocked down near the 15 or 16. He had a gain of about five. It's still going to bring up third down, and I'm going to guess about 8 or 9 yards to go. Got a player shaking up here for the Bulldogs. It stops the clock with 3 minutes and 16 seconds to go. 33-15, Auburn up by 18 points. Injured player on the field, we'll step aside for half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Third down and 9 at the 16-yard line. Smith on third and 9 in the shotgun has the snap. Back to pass. Sets in the pocket. Throws the ball over the middle. The pass is knocked down and falls incomplete at the 10-yard line. It's going to bring up fourth down and 9 at the 16-yard line. Auburn Bulldog fans, glad to have you with us tonight. I'm Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play as we've been doing for the Bulldogs for, long time. I mentioned Auburn and Falls City coming up next week on KTNC. I'll be there to call the play-by-play. Dylan, you up for that one too, buddy?
We are, and a scoring update from down there in Falls City. Down 7-0, 5:38 left to the Nebraska City Pioneer.
All right, fourth down and 9 yards to go at the 16-yard line for the Wolverines. They come over the ball. Smith has the snap. He's back to pass. Pressure's coming. They're giving chase in the backfield. He rolls out to the right, throwing deep down the sideline. Pass is caught. Touchdown.
We got a flag back at the 25, though.
All right, let's see what that's going to be. There is a touchdown reception in the end zone.
The number 12.
Looks like that'll be negated by the holding penalty there at the 25. Really unfortunate for the Wolverines.
Yeah, they needed that one to try and have any glimmer of hope here, but that touchdown's going to be called back. Nevertheless, it was a nice pitch and catch there. Zach Marsh came up with the ball in the end zone. Clock is under 3 minutes to go now, 2:57 to play. With the penalty yardage, it's going to bring up fourth down and very long yardage now. The ball is going to be back out to the 26-yard line. So it's going to be fourth down and 19 yards to go from the 26. And if they don't get a first down here, she's all over. Fourth down, 19 to go. Evan Smith is your quarterback. Marsh and Raisler are the running backs. Smith puts trips to the left. He's back to pass, looking left. Now rolling right, in trouble. Dumps the ball off, intercepted at the 20. Down the left sideline, out to the 30, the 35, and out of bounds. Making the interception for the Auburn Bulldogs was Blake Swanson. Swanson, linebacker in there defensively. Swanson makes the interception. And Blake Swanson, for all practical purposes, has just slammed the door on the Wolverines of Wilbur-Claytonia. We're down to 2.5 minutes to play in the ball game. It's an 18-point Bulldog lead, 33-15, and Auburn takes possession of the football after that return of the interception by Swanson gets it out to the 38-yard line. It'll be first and 10 Bulldogs from their own 38, the ball on the left hash mark. Nice job there by Swanson for the interception.
And for the Wolverines, you do have three timeouts here, but three possession game as well.
All right, first down and 10 Bulldogs. Your quarterback, as he's been all night, is Wenzel. He came up short a player. They had to trot another one out there quickly to get the playoff, and now they're going to have to burn a timeout. 2.5 minutes to go in the ballgame, 33-15. Be sure and stay with us for the exciting conclusion of this one. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, first and 10 Bulldogs at the 38, their own 38. Here's the handoff running into the middle, across the 40, the 45, out near the 48 or 49 yard line. On the carry for the Bulldogs was Clayton Brown. Brown running tough there, got a gain of about, well, did he get 10? Yeah, they're going to give him a first down with the football to the 48 yard line. Brown with a 10 yard carry. They move the chains. That stops the clock momentarily. Now it's running. We're coming up on the two-minute mark. First and 10 Bulldogs at their own 48-yard line. They just want to run the ball and keep that clock running. Quarterback, Brenton Wenzel, in the gun. Wenzel turns, hands the ball off, running the left side and running tough down the left sideline for the Bulldogs is Riley Dickerson. Riley Dickerson, a senior running back, getting a chance to carry and running tough through the arms of would-be tacklers, has the ball down to the 45-yard line.
The Wolverines choosing not to use their timeouts here. Looks like they're just going to let the clock run out. 1:32 left here in the fourth quarter. Auburn leads 33-15.
Well, the reality of it is you're down 18 points. A minute 26. Clock is running. Brenton Wenzel puts two receivers to the right. Turns. Again, goes to his running back into the middle. Running took right through the defenders. I tell you what, he came to play. That's Riley Dickerson, senior running back, getting a shot to carry into a somewhat tired defense here for Wilbur-Claytonia. Dickerson, couple of nice runs. Clock down to 1:05 to go. They just need to run it a couple of more times. First and 10, the football at the 32-yard line. Brenton Wenzel takes the snap. He'll take a knee now and just let the clock run, and that's what they can do. One more knee, and this one will be over. Next week, the Auburn Bulldogs host the Fall City Tigers at Auburn. That'll be a 6 o'clock kickoff. We'll have it live on KTNC. Auburn will snap it one more time here, and then time can run out, and they will get the win. 33-15 is going to be your final score tonight here at Wilbur. Always look forward to going back to Auburn, the fine facility they have there. I worked a lot of games out of the old middle school red press box. I understand they tore that down recently. So we'll be looking forward to having all of our Auburn fans tuned in to KTNC next Friday night. Auburn and Fall City, 6 o'clock kickoff. Here are the final 33-15 Bulldogs with their first win of the season. Don't go away. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with our post-game show brought to you by our presenting sponsor, Mead Lubber. That's coming up in 2 minutes. Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, FAST Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, FAST Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, FAST Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions for our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC in Fall City.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Wilbur Claytonia High School. Randy Gatula along with Dylan Hendricks with you. And Dylan, sometimes I wish people could see our broadcast situation. We've just had an entire marching band march right through our broadcast booth over our extension cords. Fortunately, they all picked up their feet. Nobody unplugged us. So we're
still playing. They're not ready to go home yet.
What an adventure here as the band came through. And some of them, fortunately, we were in commercial, but some of them were even playing their tubas as they walked through here. Time now for our post-game show being presented by our presenting sponsor, Mead Lumber Company, your hometown building partner, Mead Lumber Company, building more than projects, building community. Well, a big win for the Auburn Bulldogs tonight. They come away over Wilbur Claytonia by a final score 33-15. Recapping the ball game, Auburn got on the board first on a couple of short drives, a 25-yard six-play drive, a 23-yard four-play drive, and went up 14-0. That all came in the first quarter. Second quarter, though, was all Wilbur Claytonia. They got a two-point safety on a bad snap from center that went over the Auburn punter's head, made it 14-2. And then with just 38 seconds to play in the first half, Avon Smith completed a 61-yard touchdown pass to Grayson Balkan, a one-play, 61-yard drive. Conversion attempt failed, and our halftime score stood at 14-8, Bulldogs up by 6. Auburn got back on the board in the third quarter with 8.5 minutes to play in the third. Clayton Brown carried in on a 5-yard touchdown run that capped a 7-play, 70-yard drive, but the conversion failed, and the lead stood at 12-20-8. With 3:18 to go, still in the third quarter, a 45-yard touchdown pass from Avon Smith that went to Grayson Vulcan capped a 6-play, 59-yard drive. The Guerrera kicked the conversion. Uber Claytonia right back in this puppy. It was 20-15 with 3:18 to go in the third quarter. But in the fourth quarter, the Auburn Bulldogs prevailed. Big plays in this one, a 2-play, 69-yard drive was capped off with a 67-yard run by Clayton Brown. That was the first play of the fourth quarter. The conversion attempt failed, but the Bulldogs had gone up by 2 scores, 26-15. Keep in mind, this was all on the very first play of the fourth quarter. Still a lot of wood to chop, a lot of football to play. In the fourth quarter, with 6:01 to go in the ballgame, a 27-yard touchdown pass from Brenton Wenzel to Tabor Rademacher, a one-play, 27-yard drive, and Becker kicked the conversion, and suddenly, 33-15, the Bulldogs were in control. They ran out the clock and got away with their first win of the season tonight here over Wilbur Claytonia. All right, we've got some scores we want to share with you here as part of our post game before we wrap it up. Dylan, what have you got?
Starting off in Nebraska, 11-man action late in the fourth quarter. In other C1-1 district action, Nebraska City leads Fall City 7-0. Fall City looking for a late score there to tie it up. And then the other two teams in this district, Fairbury loses at Syracuse tonight. 51-8 was that final. An 8-man Nebraska games down in Humboldt on KTNC. Fall City Sacred Heart beating the HGRS Titans 35-6. That one in the fourth quarter. So flip on over to KTNC and you can listen to the finish of that one. Johnson County Central leads Freeman 36-22. That one also late in the third quarter. And a final from Thursday, Johnson Brock drops one to Elmwood Murdoch 24-12. And then across the river in Missouri, the Rockport Blue Jays, number one team in Missouri 8-man action, beat Stewartsville 76-0. That one a final after just 2 quarters of play. Mound City leading Platte Valley 60-32. The Panthers looking for their fourth win of the season. And the South Holt Knights leading DeKalb 52-12 in the fourth quarter. South Holt looking to improve their record to 2-3.
You said 76 points by halftime.
76 points at halftime. That one, a chance to finish 152-0 if you play 4 quarters.
Wow, what a track meet that must have been. Well, a fun night tonight for Bulldog fans. The Bulldog faithful made the trip out here, and they're out here savoring this victory. Look out on the field right now. A lot of parents, a lot of grandparents are out there with their players enjoying this one. The first win of the season. Auburn came in here 0-4 after facing some incredibly tough competition to start this season. And hopefully for the Bulldogs, this is a springboard to better things for the rest of this season.
And it's a Bulldog program that's not used to going into week 5 without a win. So
last year they were 10-2 and got to the semifinals. So don't forget, next Friday night, a 6 o'clock kickoff is homecoming for the Auburn Bulldogs. So we're kicking off an hour early at 6 o'clock. They'll be hosting the Fall City Tigers. We'll have the game on KTNC. We'll have East Atchison and Mound City, I believe, over here on Sunny 101.3. But Dylan and I will be on hand. Now, don't forget, you can hear us over the air at 1230 a.m., also 107.1 FM. But you can pick us up on the MSC app on your phone, MSC Radio. Just download it from your favorite app store. You can hear us on your phone. You can also listen on your computer online at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live and select KTNC. So lots of ways to hear that Auburn and Fall City matchup coming up next Friday night at 6 o'clock. Huskers with an open date, no game tomorrow for the Nebraska Huskers. We'll pick them up again next weekend. And great football, fun game tonight, fun win for the Auburn Bulldogs. Dylan, your final thoughts?
Well, you know, for Auburn, you have to be looking at the rest of your schedule now. Your toughest game left on the schedule is probably going to be, definitely, it's going to be Syracuse now sitting at 5-0. But the other teams, all beatable. So you have a chance to rattle off four wins here, maybe even five if you can beat Syracuse. So there's a lot to play for the Bulldogs.
All righty. Well, we appreciate you joining us tonight. Thank you for listening to tonight's broadcast from here in Wilbur. That's about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school football. For Ray Penning, our producer-engineer, and for Dylan Hendricks, our color commentator, I'm Randy Gatula, leaving you with the final score tonight here at Wilbur, the Auburn Bulldogs 33, the Wilbur Claytonia Wolverines 15. Good evening, everyone. You've been enjoying high school football on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've been listening to high school football on your local sports authority, Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.